how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxatril while supplies last. Call 1-800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381. Free bottles for a limited time. So call now, 800-450-1381. That's 800-450-1381.
FM 102.9, AM 1310, and now on 105.9 in Neo Show and on KIXQ HD2 Joplin. KCRG Joplin. It's 11 o'clock.
Did the fired FBI chief cross a line? On Lisa Brady, Fox News, a report more than a year in the making from the Justice Department's Inspector General, due out a few hours from now, on the handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe by then FBI Chief James Comey. Bloomberg News reporting he's accused in the IG report of overstepping his authority, in part for publicly discussing the email probe when he announced criminal charges would not be recommended, which would normally have been up to his boss, then Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Comey testified after he was fired in May 2017 that Lynch's Arizona tarmac meeting with Bill Clinton just days before Hillary Clinton's FBI interview for mishandling classified information was a game changer, in addition to other intelligence that implied Lynch would not let the email investigation go too far.
Fox's Catherine Herridge. The report could call out a number of officials, including fired Deputy FBI Chief Andrew McCabe, who's already been accused of lying to investigators. The president just tweeting no collusion and no obstruction, calling the Russia probe a witch hunt again, separately vowing not to settle a new lawsuit against the Trump Foundation charity. New York's attorney general claiming illegal conduct that benefited the Trump family and businesses. Free speech includes what voters wear at the polls. That bottom line from the U.S. Supreme Court. Fox's Jill Nato live in Washington.
It started with a Tea Party voter who was wearing a Don't Tread on Me t-shirt into a Minnesota polling station in 2010. That was a violation of state law that says no political clothes or pins are allowed while voting. Now the Supreme Court ruling 7-2, that state law violates the First Amendment. Most states do have laws restricting what voters can wear to the polls, but Minnesota's was very broad. The state saying the law was helping keep order at polling places. Not clear yet on how many other states may be affected by this ruling. Lisa?
Thanks, Jill. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-578-1640. That's 1-800-578-1640.
Good morning. I'm Sarah Novotny. KZRG News Time is 11:03. A Galena Police Department Facebook post went viral this week. It all started when a man had bailed from a car that an officer was trying to pull over on Sunday night. After 26-year-old Tyrone Amos of Neosho fled, he hid in a bush and essentially got away. Then he went on an expletive-filled rant on Facebook taunting the police and even pointing out where he was hiding, so the Galena police fired back with a post of their own. Sergeant Blaine Cornelius tells News Talk KZRG that Tyrone came back and turned himself in yesterday and also brought a peace offering.
He even showed up with a box of Krispy Kreme donuts for us. All too often, people make us out to be really horrible people. There's a positive message here. He turned himself in.
Sergeant Cornelius and Tyrone even shared a photo together. You can check that out on our Facebook page and read more about the story on the KZRG app. A Carl Junction man that pled guilty to choking and punching another man in the head and face last year has been given a suspended sentence and 2 years of probation. 37-year-old Mark Birch was charged with second-degree assault but pled guilty to a lesser charge of misdemeanor assault earlier this week. According to court documents, the victim, 23-year-old Derek Boatwright, had to have facial reconstructive surgery to repair a broken eye socket from the attack. Freeman Health System OBGYN and Freeman Ozark Obstetricians and Gynecology see patients for pregnancy, infertility, then well women exams, female and male obstetricians, gynecologists, certified nurse midwives, and more. I'm Sarah Novotny for News Talk, KZRG.
The news you want to know.
Vacation land is totally gone.
Haley's claimed her land back.
It's covered by lava.
The news you need to know.
There is no collusion.
Democrats that make up the Mueller team are trying to frame him.
Stay in the know.
Kim Kardashian.
She has been relentless in her fight for me.
I'm free to start over.
Melania Trump.
She's doing great, and the people love you.
Summit in Singapore.
Kim Jong-un got back on his hands and knees and begged for it.
This is News Talk, KZRG.
DoublinHelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Team, I recently learned that a good boss has to know how to delegate. What? That means I get to have other people do the things I don't want to do. So from now on, Tina, you'll be driving me to work. Bill, here's my laundry. Jack, talk to my wife when she calls. Remember, you have to pretend you're interested or she gets really mad.
What? Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at DoublinHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
News Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist Chum Weatherby. More and more sunshine. Hot this afternoon, 93. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny, hot, 94 tomorrow. A service of Freeman Health System. They welcome Dr. Stephen Hughes, experienced in reconstructive and cosmetic surgery, including surgery of the breast and body, and treatments like Botox, injectable fillers, and more. Call 347-8210. It's currently 85 at News Talk, KZRG.
It's time for the Rush Limbaugh Show, brought to you by the free news service of News Talk, KZRG, and NewsTalkKZRG.com.
Just after noon in Washington, D.C., which means the Inspector's General report is now being viewed. Members of Congress are looking at it along with the White House. It's not the White House. It is not supposed to be released to the public until 3 p.m. Why do you think that might be? What happens at 3 o'clock every day? This program ends. That's what happens at 3 o'clock. So the president looks at it, and then it's up to him how much of it gets released. I don't think we're going to have to wait until 3 o'clock to find out what's in this thing, because it's going to start leaking like a sieve. In fact, it already has. There's already a big leak about James Comey, and it's a disappointing one. Now, I've heard, disappointing to me, I've heard people this morning who have experience with inspectors general reports. And they say, hey, you know what? These things are often hard hitting because they dig deep. Inspectors general's report, you can count on this having a lot of meat in it. So a lot of people, and I'm talking about some conservative media types, expect there to be bombshells in this. I don't know, folks. It's still the establishment. I know Horowitz, the inspector general, his reputation is impeccable, but it's still the swamp. And I've made sure that my expectations do not get out of proportion here. I've made sure that my hopes, because we've been set up too many times. I can count on two hands, a number of times we've been set up by media and others expecting, after things have been seen and leaks have occurred, expecting to see bombshell-type things, and when it actually was released, such as Bill Clinton's grand jury testimony, videotaped grand jury testimony. For example, we were told that Clinton just lost it and blew up when he was asked the question about what he did with a cigar with Monica Lewinsky. And so everybody was tuned in watching for this because it aired. And when it finally happened, you know, it went by so fast you could hardly notice it, barely saw anything. Clinton's eyes got wide open for a split second, and that was it. And I said, you know, I'm not going to get sucked in by this stuff anymore. As we were waiting for 2 days for that, everybody had hyped it. And the people hyping it were the White House, the Clinton White House, with their buddies in the media. And they did this on purpose. They built up these expectations. They led everybody to believe that Clinton was going to just lose it. in this testimony. And then it actually happens, and you see that the question barely caused a raised eyebrow. And what had happened in the ensuing 2 days, or the previous 2 days, all people in the media had been telling everybody in America, Bill Clinton lost it. Bill Clinton was really exposed. Bill Clinton blew up. And then when it didn't happen, guess whose credibility went south? All the people have been hyping it. So you got to learn how to take these things and expect them with the proper proportion. Now, the leak about Comey, and I think it comes from Doomberg News, although it's out there in a number of places now. While we did not find these decisions were the result of political bias on Comey's part, ostensibly, supposedly, the inspector's general report will chide the FBI director for being insubordinate and for assuming control of the Justice Department when he did not have it. And this is a reference to Comey's July 5th press conference where he went out there and laid out all of the crimes that they had discovered Hillary Clinton had committed regarding transmitting classified data on her homebrew email server. And Comey goes through all of the crimes, and then at the end of it says, but we're not going to prosecute, because no reasonable prosecutor would ever prosecute these cases, or this case, or these charges, because we can't find any intent on the part. Well, he made up law. Intent was not part of the law. But beyond that, charging decisions are not the FBI directors. Press conferences like he did are not the purview of the FBI director. Any press conference like that announcing whatever the DOJ was going to do or not going to do would have been left to Loretta Lynch, the attorney general at the time. In addition, Comey providing details of the investigation is another gigantic no-no. This just isn't done. This is FBI, DOJ guidelines. You never divulge details of an investigation while it is ongoing. You leak it to friendly people in the media, but you don't go out and do it the way Comey did. So all of that, according to the IG report, well, according to Doomberg, none of that that Comey did originated or resulted from political bias. I don't understand that. James Comey and the FBI were committed to Hillary Clinton winning the election. They had exonerated her even before Comey's July 5th press conference. She was interviewed, because they had to do that, on the Saturday of the 4th of July weekend. She was allowed to have all kinds of people in there with her who are not lawyers. They were all granted immunity. Comey had written the letter exonerating her of all crimes before he even interviewed her. And we're told that none of this was the result of political bias. And it reminds me, when Comey cleared Hillary by saying she didn't intentionally break, let's see if we have the, looking back, I'm looking if we have the actual soundbite of this. Well, we might, but I don't have a chance. It's not totally contained. So let me read to you what Comey said. In looking back into our investigations into the mishandling or removal of classified information, we cannot find a case that would support bringing criminal charges on these facts. All the cases prosecuted involve some combination of clearly intentional and willfully mishandling of classified information or vast quantities of information exposed in such a way as to support an inference of intentional. I watched this when it was going. I could not believe it. What do you mean? She didn't intend to do it. The whole server setup was an intention. She set the server up intending to mask and cover up what she was doing. She set that whole thing up intentionally to avoid scrutiny. And here was Comey saying, we couldn't find any intent. If this IG report
And I look. We're going to find out soon enough. But it is clear to me, and it was clear during Comey's press conference and even before, that Hillary Clinton has committed massive violations of the law. Hillary Clinton was breaking laws left and right, and she was exonerated. So my question, as the IG investigates this, anybody investigating it would have to see the laws that she broke, the statutes, with the server, with her emails, classified data. What does he have to say about that? I mean, if we have a Secretary of State who, it is obvious, is breaking the law, but we are investigating the FBI who exonerated her, at what point does the IG say they let her skip, they should have charged her? Is this what the IG report's going to say? We don't know. Well, I'll give you a hint. Nothing in this report today is going to do anything to reverse her exoneration. My guess. I don't mean to depress you, and I don't mean to disappoint you, but the Clintons and this little crime family operation they've had going for all these decades seem to slither out of everything. And I even though it is so obvious from the way she admitted trying to delete everything on this server. And do you remember, folks, she was being asked about wiping the server. And the woman actually said, what, do you mean like with a cloth? And I said, give me a break. She's trying to act like she doesn't know what wiping a server means or wiping a hard drive. What do you mean with a cloth? She's trying to portray her. Here's the smartest woman in the world trying to portray herself as an abject doofus when it comes to the technology involved in deleting data from a computer, from a phone. She knows how to do that as much as she knows how to get up in the morning, because that's what these people do. Hide data. So if there was no political bias, and if what Comey was insubordinate and assumed roles that were not his, I'm not saying that this report is not going to be damaging. I think as this has gone on, contrary to the continued portrayal of Comey publicly, I think he's becoming more and more isolated. I think there are fewer and fewer people that want to rally around the guy, and this report today may enhance his isolation. Jennifer Jacobs was tweeting, she's also from Doomberg News, and she tweets, she's seen some of the IG report, and what she has tweeted here or reported is a text conversation between the lovers, Peter Strzok, Stroke, and Lisa Page. Several FBI employees who played critical roles in the investigation sent political messages, the IG reports. Now, Comey supposedly exonerated from political bias. We'll have to wait and see. But Jennifer Jacobs says, from the report, several employees who played critical roles in the investigation sent political messages to one another. It cites a message from Lisa Page to Peter Strzok. Her message, Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? Trump's not going to become president, right? And Strzok's reply, no. No, he's not. We'll stop it. We will stop it. We will stop Trump from becoming president. Peter Strzok replying to Lisa Page. This ostensibly from the IG report as well. And an acknowledgement that they were engaging here in politics. Political bias, so forth. Let's go to Professor Dershowitz and see what he thinks we're in store for. He was on American Newsroom today. Sandra Smith speaking to the professor, and the question was this. Those that are caught up in the process of this report, we obviously know James Comey, but Loretta Lynch, Andrew McCabe, what do you expect to hear about them, Professor?
I think we'll hear criticism of Loretta Lynch on the ground that even the perception of bias is not something an attorney general should permit to happen, and that her meeting with President Clinton at the tarmac was ill-advised. Look, I wonder whether we'll see anything about the close relationship between Comey and Mueller. We know that these people were joined at the hip. And if a Comey is criticized, I think the president will get some ammunition for criticizing Comey's protege or close friend, Mueller, and whether he should have been the one to investigate matters that may involve his friend Comey.
Now, there's one thing about this, folks. This report, the inspector's general report's been final for a while, and it has been circulating among those who are named. That is standard procedure. They are given a chance to read it, and then they are given a chance to lobby the IG to change his interpretation of their actions. That normally falls on deaf ears, but they're at least given a chance. The point is that this stuff has been circulating for weeks now, and there hasn't been, up until last night, there hasn't been a leak from this. There hasn't been a single bombshell leak from this. It's 500 pages. So the interpretation of that is, well, it's got to have some bad news dynamite in it for a lot of people if it isn't leaking. Because if it exonerated a lot of people and if it was really a nothing to see here kind of report, then that would have leaked already. So we'll find out. We're doing our best here. We're not going to sit here and sit still and just be shut out of this by the fact that it's not going to be released till after 3 o'clock. We're going to try to find out what this thing has, because it's going to be leaking all over the place. So hang in there, folks, and stay with us. In brief timeout, we will continue right after.
This is the big one. Rush on the EIB network.
FM 102.9, AM 1310. News Talk, KZRG.
Legacy Box is the easiest way to get all of your old home movies, films, and photos converted to digital files. Birthdays, a baby's first steps, graduations, weddings, the family get-togethers and holiday time. All of those important moments that you have on old camcorder tapes, photos, Super 8 film, Legacy Box converts them all to digital files and puts them on a thumb drive or a DVD for you, whatever you want. All the work is done by hand right here in the USA. Over 400,000 families now have used Legacy Box to create over 3 million DVDs, every one of them full of memories. If your own family members are still on old VHS tapes and photos, preserve them now, folks, before they're lost or harmed or disintegrate. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, film reels, and photos. Get 40% off at LegacyBox.com/Rush. That's LegacyBox.com/Rush. 40% off.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. Just hit **949. That's **949. **949.
Tinkles Ace Hardware, they got what you need there.
Courageous, patriotic, principled, patient, loving, driven, focused, supportive fathers. For Father's Day, let us help you find tools for work or play at Hinkle's Ace Hardware. And join us this Saturday morning right here from 7 to 9 for Hinkle's Home Inside and Out on 102.9 FM, 1310 AM, News Talk KZRG, where we'll offer up some great ideas.
Hinkle's Ace Hardware Store.
Summer has arrived at Downstream Casino, where hot fun and good times await. Get a running start to a big win. It's the $84,000 sizzling summer of cash. Get free daily entries for your chance to win Fridays, June 8th, 15th, and 22nd. Two winners every 30 minutes from 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. will win $500 cash. Six wildcard winners will be drawn at 9:45 p.m. to win $100 Q Play. All winners will be entered into the grand prize drawing at 10 p.m. for up to $10,000 in cash. Downstream Casino has turned up the winning with the hottest game of the summer. The $84,000 sizzling summer of cash. Summer is sizzling at Downstream Casino Resort, where winning comes naturally.
Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist John Weatherby. Be heat smart this afternoon after the morning clouds. We've sure warmed up quickly. 93 for an afternoon high. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny hot, 94 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny hot, 93. Sunday, high of 92. I'm KZRG meteorologist John Weatherby. Remember, when minutes count, KZRG is hours ahead. It's currently 88 at News Talk KZRG.
Cell Phone Medics, now with three locations. 512 South Main, downtown Joplin, inside North Park Mall next to Macy's Home Store, and 916 West South Street in Neosho.
Hi, welcome back. Rush Limbaugh, your guiding light as America's real anchorman. And by the way, remember, our brand new EIB store at rushlimbaugh.com today is the last day. This is kind of an inaugural week because we've restocked the store. We put, just great, great stuff in it. Great, great, great price points. New logos, new items. This is the last day for free shipping, is what I wanted to mention to you. More details on the store coming up later in the program, but this is the last day for free shipping. Washington Post has a story. By the way, Maggie Haberman, who is the New York Times reporter at InfoBabe, who gets probably most of the anti-Trump leaks in and around Washington. She has tweeted a link to a story I'm holding here right in my formerly nicotine-stained fingers in the Washington Post. And her reaction after she types the link in her tweet, she says, "Oh, man." Now, I don't know what that means, but I have the Washington Post story. The headline, "Inspectors General Report Criticizes Comey's Handling of Clinton Probe and Includes Anti-Trump Exchanges Among FBI Personnel." Okay, been there, done that. We knew all of that. We knew Comey comes under criticism, but apparently not because of any political bias, when we know that there was. We know that Comey was totally invested in Hillary Clinton winning, and we know that after Trump won, Comey was invested in reversing the outcome of the election, embarrassing Trump and what have you. But we know that Comey was politically biased, but apparently the IG report exonerates him from that aspect of why he did what he did. And we know about the anti-Trump exchanges among FBI personnel, such as Strzok Strzok and Lisa Page. But there's something else happening out there, folks. Not by accident and not by coincidence, there is a lawsuit that's been filed today by the new Attorney General in New York State. Now, it's actually the work of the shamed and dispatched former Attorney General Eric Schneiderman, who was forced to resign over sexual misconduct allegations. Same Eric Schneiderman who completely exonerated the Clinton Foundation saw nothing to investigate there. But New York State has filed a lawsuit against the Trump Foundation today, including Trump and his children, claiming that they were using it to personally enrich themselves and that they weren't making significant and proper charitable donations. Folks, the Clinton Foundation was a total shell game. New York State chose not to investigate it. But the point is this. This is not an accidental news story, nor is it coincidental. The reason this lawsuit was filed today was to give CNN, MSNBC, the New York Times, Washington Post, MSNBC a reason not to report on the Inspector General report. And so what we're going to have today, and there will be some exceptions, but what we're going to have is so-called conservative or new alternative media talking about the IG report. The drive-by media not talking about it. They will be talking instead about the crimes, the alleged crimes and sleaze involving the Trump family regarding this lawsuit filed by the New York State Attorney General. So they're going to just ignore the IG report, which tells me there's stuff in it that they don't like.
With your KZRG News Update, I'm Sarah Novotny. A budget bill on Governor Parson's desk will strip Medicaid reimbursements for Planned Parenthood. The women's health care provider says that the measure will eliminate comprehensive family planning services for much of the state. But Planned Parenthood contends claims by state lawmakers that the services are readily available elsewhere is just untrue. Governor Parson says he will sign the budget approved by lawmakers. News Talk KZRG covers the four states. Fox News covers the world.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump on Twitter calls it a ridiculous case brought by sleazy New York Democrats. New York's Attorney General is suing him, Donald Jr., Eric, and Ivanka Trump, and the Trump Foundation.
The state is seeking $2.8 million in restitution as well as other penalties. The legal papers claim that Mr. Trump used the foundation's charitable assets to pay off his legal obligations and to promote Trump hotels and other businesses to purchase personal items.
Fox's David Lee Miller in Manhattan. The lawsuit also claims the foundation illegally funded the Trump presidential campaign. After an 18-month investigation, the Justice Department's internal watchdog finds, according to reports, that former FBI Director James Comey did not follow protocol speaking publicly about the Hillary Clinton email investigation before the 2016 election, but that he was not politically biased in doing so. That Inspector General report is due out this afternoon. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Senator Claire McCaskill is not backing down following the fallout that she's a phony for lying about using an RV to tour the state. It all began when McCaskill tweeted a photo of staffers in front of her campaign RV on May 25th before she made a series of campaign stops across the state. Then Tuesday, the conservative Washington Free Beacon published a public GPS tracking map of her plane, which tracked the path of the RV across the state. The Beacon noted McCaskill never mentioned the use of her private plane. The senator then lashed out on Tuesday that the report was not accurate and she wasn't pretending to use an RV. Then yesterday she backpedaled but refused to apologize and said she used her own money to pay for the use of the plane to visit with Missouri veterans. But that comment only came after President Trump tweeted that McCaskill was a phony. What do you make of all of this? Open the KZRG app right now, click the open mic feature, and leave your comments. We're going to play those on air. We'll have more news in less than 30 minutes and when it breaks. I'm Sarah Novotny for News Talk KZRG. It's 11:32.
The Route 66 Pub and Grill is now open inside the new Joplin Holiday Inn. Located just off 3400 Range Line behind Comfort and Quality Inn, the Route 66 Pub and Grill offers a fun, family-friendly, casual dining experience for breakfast and dinner. Join us for the Route 66 Twilight Zone Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. to enjoy special pricing for your favorite food and drinks. We offer regional and local favorites like Texas caviar and fried gator bites, as well as a large selection of steaks, sandwiches, salads, and more. We even have a daily blue plate special. Whether you join us for the Route 66 Twilight Zone or for dinner and drinks a little later on, you can now relax in our beautiful outdoor retreat. It's the perfect gathering spot to enjoy your evening. So, join us for the Route 66 Pub and Grill, located inside the new Joplin Holiday Inn, just off 3400 Range Line behind Comfort and Quality Inn. Open for dinner 3 to 10 p.m. every evening.
News Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist Joe Weatherby. Be heat smart this afternoon after the morning clouds. We've sure warmed up quickly, 93 for an afternoon high. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny, hot, 94 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny, hot, 93. Sunday, high of 92. I'm KZRG meteorologist Joe Weatherby. Remember, when minutes count, KZRG is hours ahead. It's currently 88 at News Talk KZRG.
We tell you the big three things you need to know every morning on the KZRG Morning News Watch with Chad Elliott. Wake up in the know with News Talk KZRG and the KZRG app.
All right, here's a bit of an update for you. Three Republican members of Congress, Biggs, Ron DeSantis of Florida, Matt Gaetz, have written to the Inspector General, Mr. Horowitz, asking for all of the drafts of his report on the handling of the Clinton email case. They say that they're concerned that people may have changed the report in a way that obfuscates your findings. That's from the letter they have sent to the IG. Now, this is a reference to the fact that for the past 3 weeks, this report's been circulating. And the people written about, subject to the investigation, are given a copy of it. And they are then, obviously, for the purpose of lobbying the IG to change his interpretation, to make their case how what he has written, what he's found, is wrong. So these three members of Congress think that a whole lot of stuff that was originally in this report may have been changed to exonerate people who were originally found to have committed some bad stuff. And so these three members want to see every draft of Horowitz's report. They again claim that they're very concerned that people may have changed the report in a way that obfuscates your findings. That is a quote. None of this surprises me. There's another story out today that's all part of this, too. Look, I think that some of this may actually be bombshell. Based on, you know, we have little trinkets of this stuff leaking out now. But there's a Fox News report today, Catherine Herridge, who has been doing some stellar work on all of this, the special counsel investigation, the Hillary Clinton investigation. Fox News is reporting that foreign actors accessed Hillary Clinton's emails, and there are documents confirming this. And this is pretty fresh from Fox News today. Again, that's not surprising. This is, I tell you what's setting up here to be mildly frustrating is that those of us who have been paying attention this day and day and telling you, for example, about it, we know that the Russians had to interact with Hillary's server. She was trafficking in classified data. The Democrats have been wondering around complaining the Russians hacked the DNC server. The Democrats are the ones that have inserted the Russians into all of this. They claim that the Russians are working with Trump, but they're the ones that put out this whole idea that the Russians were running around committing illegal things. So Fox is reporting there are documents that now indicate and prove that foreign actors accessed Hillary Clinton emails. Again, not a surprise. These are things, again, that we know are very highly suspected. The question is, what's going to be done about this? And will anybody pay a price? Because as the news dribbles out, be it from the Mueller investigation with the lack of any evidence that Russia colluded with Trump, what we're finding is that Russia and the Hillary campaign were practically inseparable. And so does the IG report make note of that? And does it call people on the carpet for ignoring that while communicating with each other about how Trump is a bad deal and we've got to stop that from happening? So this is going to be happening piecemeal all during the program today, and we're going to be trying to put it together as we get it, or as I get it, and trying to make sense of it. And, of course, some of it we may not be able to verify. I'm already being bombarded with a bunch of things that I'm just not going to be able to track down. But we're going to do our best to get to the bottom of it, because I don't want to wait 3 o'clock for the so-called public release on all of this. Jeff Sessions is defending the firing of James Comey and warning that this Inspector General report could prompt more people to get fired. On the eve of the release, Attorney General Sessions defended the firing of the FBI's top two former executives, Comey and McCabe, and warned that the forthcoming report on the handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe could result in more people being fired. Sessions appeared in an exclusive interview with TheHill.com's new TV show called Rising, and it aired this morning. Sessions defended the decision to fire Comey, who he said made a big mistake that belied a serious breach of discipline. Sessions also made clear he's open to firing more people if the DOJ report, the IG report, warrants it. More people being fired. That's the very least that should happen. More people being fired. But my question is, has Sessions seen this? He has to have seen it, right? He's the attorney general. This thing's been floating around, so Sessions has seen it. So if we think, if we're pretty sure that Sessions has seen it, then these comments carry a little additional meaning. If he's seen it and is talking about potential additional firings, it means that it is on his mind. He says it's going to be a lengthy report and very careful. I think it'll help us better fix any problems that we have and reassure the American people that some of the concerns that have been raised are not true. Published reports have said that the Inspector General report concludes that Comey was insubordinate as FBI director when he refused DOJ advice and announced a reopening of the Clinton email case back, in October, just before the November elections. In the irony of that, you know, everybody misses that when Comey reopened this, I think it was October 28th, I'll never forget this. Comey announces they found additional evidence that they got to track down. Some of these Hillary emails were on Carlos Danger's laptop, the, at the time, husband of Huma Abedin. So Comey announces it. They've got a bunch of, you know, thousands and thousands of emails they got to go through. And a couple days go by, and Comey says, nothing to see here. We're closing the investigation for good. Comey thought he was doing Obama and Lynch's and Hillary's bidding. Remember, you can't forget, at no time during the campaign did any of these people think that Donald Trump was going to win. Throughout the campaign and even up to 9 p.m. on election night, they thought Hillary was going to win and in a landslide. So the real reason Comey went out here and supposedly reopened the case on October 28th was to be able, 2 days later, to announce, there's nothing here, folks. We are permanently closing this case. This was actually an attempt to help Hillary and take this whole email story out of people's minds. Get it off the table. Nothing to linger. Nothing left to investigate. We've looked at it thoroughly now. We've tracked down every bit of evidence, and she didn't do anything we could charge her with. But it didn't fly that way. Hillary and the Democrats and the media were outraged. They looked at Comey as doing great damage to Hillary's campaign by bringing this thing up so close to the election. When Comey knew what he knew in late October, in September, he could have done it in September, but he didn't do it in September for one reason. He didn't want to give Trump and the Trump campaign any significant time to react to it. This was actually intended to be a late October surprise to benefit Hillary. She wasn't going to win anyway. This is the interesting thing about this is that all of this time that everybody here in the establishment, in the swamp, the FBI, Comey, you name it, they all this time they thought Hillary was going to win. She was never going to win. Their pollsters were lying to them, or their polls were wrong. Trump was always going to win this. When the Access Hollywood video did not take Trump out, that's when Trump won this. I think he won it before that. But they thought that Hillary was going to win, and it influenced everything that they did. And then when she didn't win, you talk about shock and awe and disbelief and panic. And that's when all this current garbage that's going on, which is essentially an effort to overturn the election of 2016, that's when that began. Let's take a brief time out. We'll come back and figure out what some of you think about all this as we head to the phone.
America's Anchorman Rush on the EIB Network.
FM 102.9, AM 1310, News Talk, KZRG.
I'm Pat Woodard, and this is the Stiefel Stock Market Report. Stiefel, Wealth Management and Investment Banking. Let's check in with senior strategist Jason Orlowski. Jason, tracking returns over the past year, a lot of extremes between the various markets.
Absolutely, Pat. As we're approaching the midpoint of the year, now's a great time to reflect on really where returns have come from in the markets. If we look at U.S. markets initially, both the Russell 1000 and 2000, so large cap and small cap, posting some pretty solid gains, up almost 10% for the 2000. And the large cap's up about half that. What's fascinating is as you dig into the markets, you're actually seeing most other segments are either flat to down. I'd say one of the more challenging parts is as we look at U.S. government bonds, they're actually posting negative returns on the year. This is something investors haven't seen for a number of years. It really is a function of the number of rate hikes and the yield increases we're seeing on the fixed income side. As we look over the past couple of years, you know, really the story's been diversification. As investors are diversified, as they get exposure across various markets, they tend to perform the best. And one great example is as you look at emerging markets, definitely the top performer in 2017, up nearly 37%. Another area to keep in mind, investing internationally, something we talk to clients significantly about. There is a lot of benefit in having exposure outside of the U.S. as we look at how developed international stocks have performed over the past. Again, another performer in 2017, up about 25%. Flat on the year this year, but as we look to see more resolution take place in Europe, we wouldn't be surprised to see some significant gains come out of that segment as well.
Thanks, Jason. This has been the Stiefel Stock Market Report with Jason Orlowski, Senior Strategist for Stiefel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Look to Stiefel for innovative strategies to help you navigate today's markets. To find a Stiefel financial advisor near you, go to stiefel.com. That's stiefel.com. Stiefel, Wealth Management and Investment Banking.
News can change in an instant.
All of these things are happening
very, very quickly.
All at once.
Everybody here wants facts.
Let's break this down.
You can read about it tomorrow.
We'll have to wait and see.
Watch it tonight.
I don't have to wait until 5 o'clock news or the 11 o'clock news.
Or hear about it now.
To get to the bottom of what happened.
What's happening today.
What's happening right now really is unprecedented.
On air or on demand. With your smart speaker.
We're not looking to play games.
News Talk KZRG.
Life's a balancing act. Work-life balance. Get all four kids to school on time with lunches balance. Crossing the river on your favorite hike balance. Yikes! At Pinnacle Bank, we understand that with all this balancing, it's nice to have some stability. That's why we're here to help with spontaneous travel, last-minute lunch money, and anything else that life throws your way. And why we'll be there for you today and tomorrow, defining what's important. Pinnacle Bank, the way banking should be. Member FDIC.
Cruise to some of the best music ever recorded. Hello, this is Terry Hester inviting you to join me Saturday night at 8 on Route 66 on News Talk KZRG.
By the way, the date of the text exchange between Struck Stroke and Lisa Page was August 8, 2016. It is where Page texts her paramour, "Trump's not ever going to become president, right? Right? Trump's not going to become president, right? Tell me he's not going to become president." And Struck writes back, "No, he's not. We'll stop it." That's from the report, August 8th, 2016. And to the phones we go, Boynton Beach, Florida. Mike, you're up first today. Thank you. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Rush? Long-time listener since 1989.
That makes you an almost lifer. I mean, that would make you like 29 years. That's big. I appreciate that.
Almost. So I'll get right to the point. It's really hard to see how this upcoming report is going to be hard on Comey, particularly given his close association to Mueller. What I haven't seen a lot of on the pundits and the reports on television is that meeting, or excuse me, that that press conference that Attorney General Lynch gave after she got caught with former President Clinton on the tarmac. Essentially, if everybody remembers, she just came out and gave Comey carte blanche to basically do whatever he wanted to do or say whatever he wanted to say. Essentially, she sort of recused herself from that situation, and then she said that she was going to accept any finding that Comey or the FBI would have. So it appears that Comey didn't really usurp anything, and he was given, I think, significant cover. So in light of the fact that he went on and did what he did when he exonerated Clinton, it looked as if he had the blessing of the Justice Department through Attorney General Lynch giving him carte blanche.
Maybe so, but he still can't do it. She has to appoint someone like that to her deputy. The FBI director cannot do that's why he's being called on the carpet for it in the report. Now, you're right, though. I don't know how hard on the carpet he's being called. If it's true that he is being said to have not acted politically, there was no political bias that dictated Comey's behavior here. It was rather other things. You know, she can say, as she did, look, I will accept the findings. I will defer to whatever is found, and I will. She did that, I think, said this publicly more than she really actually meant it. Because she got caught on the tarmac with Clinton. But she cannot, I'm pretty sure she can't just delegate this to the FBI director to go out there and make the case or announce whether or not the DOJ is going to charge somebody or not. That's the FBI director just cannot do that, no matter what instruction he's given. That has to come from official DOJ. They're the only people that can charge. FBI can't charge anybody. They can't decide not to charge anybody, no matter who gives them some sort of carte blanche.
Well, wasn't she telegraphing her decision beforehand by saying, look, you know, I'm just going to accept whatever they say.
And, she didn't have to. You know, Obama already had. This is another thing. Obama had already telegraphed it. Hillary didn't do anything wrong. It was Obama who put out in the public domain she would have never intended to do anything that would harm America. She's one of the best diplomats that we've ever had in America. She's one of the best first ladies, and she's going to be the best president. And I know Hillary, she wouldn't have done this, and she wouldn't have intended. So they're right. If anybody was sending a signal to anybody to leave her alone, it was Barack Hussein O. And let's see if that shows up in this report. What do you think the odds of that are? Well, not very big, Rush, because Obama's not in the DOJ.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, Mike, I appreciate the call. I really do. I will acknowledge maybe I could be wrong. Maybe she can tell anybody she wants to go out there and announce the case or lack of a case. But I don't think what she did could be construed as an official passing of the baton to Comey. Comey would have still had to interpret that's what she meant and then taken it upon himself to go ahead and do it. And I think Comey has even said, by the way, that one of the reasons he did is because she was so obviously tainted after her tarmac talk about grandchildren with Bill Clinton. So Comey, look, James Comey is always going to tell you that he's a Boy Scout. He's an Eagle Scout. He is the creme de la creme. This guy is the definition of integrity, the definition of honor. He and Mueller. And he was only doing what he did to save the reputation of the Department of Justice after the Attorney General made that gigantic big screw-up by meeting with Bill Clinton. Michelle in Cary, North Carolina, you're next. Welcome.
Hi, Rush. It's such an honor to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to just say two things. One was, with the fact that there were spies in Trump's campaign, we now have to acknowledge that there were actually 3 years of investigations going on with him, which he didn't even know about. And the only thing they've come up with and that they have studied intently in these 3 years has been a meeting about an adoption and a couple people's emails with foreign nationals or talking with foreign nationals when they actually, that was within their job description. And yet, we're expected to believe that they were able to go through tens of thousands of emails in 36 hours to determine, no foul play, everything is fine. That's the one thing that just says everybody, I think, needs to be cleaned house because they're obviously incompetent.
Yeah, that's a good point. She's exactly right, ladies and gentlemen. On my October 28th press conference, they essentially led us to believe they went through, I think, 100,000 emails in a couple of days, and they didn't find anything. And even if it was 50,000, I mean, how do you do this? All kinds of reasons here to be suspicious. But the primary reason to be suspicious is that this is still the swamp investigating itself, folks. This is not... I know the reputation IGs are independent, and some of their reports have been pretty hard-hitting and deep, and we acknowledge that, but this is still the swamp investigating swamp. And the swamp still hates Donald Trump, and the swamp still wants to overturn that election.
They used to get away with it, but not anymore. Thanks to Rush and the EIB Network.
FM 102.9, AM 1310, News Talk, KZRG.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee, and you're even getting up at night to go. This is not okay. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate, the number one prostate formula, are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. To celebrate, we're sending free bottles to men who want to cut down on bathroom trips. Yes, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Just dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword super. Early research suggests that an ingredient in P3 Advanced may help support a normal prostate size. Combine that with a reduction in urges to pee, and you have a formula you'd be crazy not to try. Try P3 Advanced free. Dial #250 on your mobile phone and say the keyword super. Again, dial #250 and say the keyword super.
It's not a garden, it's a canvas. And the Home Depot has everything you need to fill yours with colorful annuals. Beautiful flowers like pansies. Just $1.48 for 4-inch assorted annuals. Add a splash of red here, orange and yellow there. Turn that garden into a work of art. And paint yourself a landscape. Start with fresh 4-inch assorted annuals. Just $1.48 each. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
ZZ Top, the Tonnage Tour.
July 1st, 8 p.m., the outdoor venue at Downstream Casino Resort.
ZZ Top. Playing all their classic hits. ZZ Top. July 1st, 8 p.m., the outdoor venue at Downstream Casino Resort. ZZ Top. Live. Rocking you like no one else can. Tickets are on sale now at Downstream's Hecaton Gift Shop and DownstreamCasino.com. For more info, go to ZZTop.com. ZZ Top.
It's got me under pressure.
July 1st, 8 p.m. The outdoor venue at Downstream Casino Resort.
Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist John Weatherby. Be heat smart this afternoon after the morning clouds. We've sure warmed up quickly. 93 for an afternoon high. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny, hot, 94 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny, hot, 93. Sunday, high of 92. I'm KZRG meteorologist John Weatherby. Remember, when minutes count, KZRG is hours ahead. It's currently 88 at News Talk KZRG.
Rush Limbaugh now. More Talkin' 2 with Sean Hannity on News Talk KZRG.
Now, look, our caller from Boynton Beach had a point, and I didn't mean to slough it off. Loretta Lynch said 4 days before Comey's press conference on July 1st that she would accept the recommendations of prosecutors and investigators on whether to bring charges against Hillary Clinton over her email use. And so that could be construed as an open pathway to Comey to go out and make the decision and do it publicly. Yet he is still being called insubordinate in this report. We think.
Corruption in Washington, D.C.?
You think? I think we've kind of been, known that for a while.
Cue the truth coming out.
The Obama, FBI, and DOJ spied on the Trump campaign.
The Great Awakening continues.
Tell me how that's not worse than Watergate. That's problematic for me.
Sean Hannity.
And that's the way they work in Washington.
Weekdays at 2.
So disgustingly corrupt.
On News Talk KZRG.
ChaplinHelpWanted.com presents The World's Worst Boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Hey, Dave, can we please turn that down?
The music? Music helps create a more productive work environment.
But, Dave, I think it depends on what kind of music you play.
Of course it does. This music helps me drown out your whining. There, that's better.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at ChaplinHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
FM 102.9, AM 1310, and now on 105.9 The Neil Show. And on 102.5 KIXQ HD2 Joplin.
KZRG Joplin.
On air and on every device with the KZRG app. The news starts now.
Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Novotny. KZRG News Time is 12 o'clock. An endangered person advisory has been issued for a Springfield man that hasn't been seen in nearly a month. The Missouri State Highway Patrol issued the alert this morning for 55-year-old Raymond Glenn Highskill. He's a white male, 5'11", 220 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes, with tattoos on both of his arms and chest. Springfield police say Highskill was dropped off at the Kansas Expressway Norton Avenue on May 15th and has not been seen or heard from since. He's also known to use meth. You can see a picture of Highskill on the KZRG app, and if you have any information, call the Springfield Police Department. House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi said the Trump administration's decision to separate undocumented parents from their kids when caught crossing the border is barbaric. Pelosi said it should stop immediately.
They should lift this policy that they have just put down. They've been cooking it up for a while.
Pelosi says the latest policy is un-American, but is, quote, the policy of the Trump administration. A convicted sex offender was given a break this week for not registering, even though this wasn't the first time the man has been accused of it. 38-year-old Mark Breezy of Joplin was given a 2-year suspended sentence for failing to register as a sex offender and also placed on 5 years of supervised probation. A Jasper County Sheriff's deputy discovered in 2016 that Breezy was living at a different address than was listed with the county. A budget bill on Governor Parson's desk will strip Medicaid reimbursements for Planned Parenthood. The women's health care provider says that the measure will eliminate comprehensive family planning services for much of the state. But Planned Parenthood contends claims by state lawmakers that the services are readily available elsewhere is just untrue. Governor Parson says he will sign the budget approved by lawmakers. Senator Claire McCaskill is not backing down following the fallout that she's a phony for lying about using an RV to tour the state. It all began when McCaskill tweeted a photo of staffers in front of her campaign RV on May 25th before she made a series of campaign stops across the state. Then Tuesday, the conservative Washington Free Beacon published a public GPS tracking map of her plane, which tracked the path of the RV across the state. The Beacon noted McCaskill never mentioned the use of her private plane. The senator then lashed out on Tuesday that the report was not accurate and she wasn't pretending to use an RV. Then yesterday she backpedaled but refused to apologize and said she used her own money to pay for the use of the plane to visit with Missouri veterans. But that comment only came after President Trump tweeted that McCaskill was a phony. What do you make of all of this? Open the KZRG app right now, click the open mic feature, and leave your comments. We're going to play those on air. Freeman Health System OBGYN and Freeman Ozark Obstetricians and Gynecology see patients for pregnancy, infertility, then well women exams, female and male obstetricians, gynecologists, certified nurse midwives, and more. I'm Sarah Novotny for News Talk, KZRG.
I'm Bruce Bale with Your Money Now. The push to expand Medicaid is gaining traction in some Republican states that previously rejected the idea, thanks to grassroots efforts to let voters weigh in directly on the issue, and recent changes in the program that make it more friendly to conservatives. The Wall Street Journal says states including Idaho, Utah, Nebraska, and North Carolina are weighing expanding their programs, and the debate is also playing a central role in the midterm contest in Florida, Georgia, and Kansas. All were won by President Trump in the 2016 election. Netflix is working with the independent video game developer Telltale Games to create an interactive narrative series based on the popular Minecraft game that will be released on Netflix's streaming platform this fall. Despite that, Netflix says it doesn't have any other plans to get into gaming. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 26 points. That's your money now.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice. Now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
Live, loud, and local. Chad and Sarah on the
lead. Well, it's going to be a hot weekend. According to KZRG's John Weatherby, the temperatures are going to be up there.
Did you miss our interview with Senator Roy Blunt? It's up in the podcast section on the KZRG app. And Friday morning, we'll have all of the top news headlines happening around the four states.
Your chance to win lunch to Rib Crib.
Chad and Sarah at the KZRG Morning News Watch. Friday morning at 6 on News Talk KZRG.
News Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist John Weatherby. More and more sunshine. Hot this afternoon, 93. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny, hot, 94 tomorrow. A service of Freeman Health System. They welcome Dr. Stephen Hughes, experienced in reconstructive and cosmetic surgery, including surgery of the breast and body, and treatments like Botox, injectable fillers, and more. Call 347-8210. It's currently 88 at News Talk KZRG.
It's time for the Rush Limbaugh Show, brought to you by the free news service of News Talk KZRG and NewsTalkKZRG.com.
Folks, it's great to have you here as always, but it's better for me to be with you. I mean, it's a bigger deal for me to be with you than for you to be with me. I know it's a big deal for you. I'm just telling you how much I enjoy it and how much I look forward to it and how much I respect that you're there. Rush Limbaugh, the EIB Network, 800-282-2882. If you want to be on the program, the email address, lrushbaugh@eibnet.us. Okay, we've done what we can with the IG report. There is not much more to work with here, although our ears and eyes remain open for the next 2 days, 2 hours. Now, Rod Rosen, how does this, is he pronounce it Rosenstein or Stein? I have two, and I'm not sure which it is. I actually think it's Rosenstein. I think I heard Sessions pronounce this, so that's what I'll go with. Rosenstein arrived at the White House a half hour ago to present this thing to Trump. Rosenstein. Huh. Would you not love to be on the wall in the room where Rosenstein presents the IG report to Trump? So it's going to start trickling out as elements of it are, but there are other things happening out there that I cannot let the day go by without referencing because I may not be able to get back to him. Yesterday, folks, it played an audio soundbite from Tennessee Senator Bob Corker, in which Corker complained that the Republicans are becoming a cult. Republican voters are a cult. And because he was upset that only Trump Republicans won Republican primaries, or a vast majority of the winners were Trump Republicans, and so-called centrist and moderate old-fashioned mainstream Republicans didn't. And so Corker was frustrated and started calling Republican voters essentially a cult. And I want to grab audio soundbite number three, because this morning on Fox and Friends, the co-host Todd Pirro introduced and played a clip of what I said yesterday, which is the real reason I'm doing this, because they aired what I said yesterday. And there was some reaction to it. But this is essentially, because it made me livid. It made me livid. These swamp dwellers accusing Republican voters of being a cult. And they're not taking one step. They're not making any effort to find out who Trump voters are. They're treating them just like the Democrats and the media do, with contempt. And there are substantive reasons that have nothing to do with a cult for people supporting and voting for Donald Trump. This is what I said yesterday. Here's Pirro actually introducing it.
Somebody was talking about it yesterday. It was Rush Limbaugh. Here's what he said, sort of taking down Bob Corker. Take a listen.
Senator Corker, this isn't a cult by any stretch of the imagination. Donald Trump does not have a Svengali hold on these people. In fact, Senator, you want to know the truth? Donald Trump is not the cause of all this. Donald Trump is the beneficiary. Donald Trump had the ability to understand where a majority of Republican voters were and what they were thinking and how fed up they were about certain things. And Donald Trump came along and he spoke their language. He validated what they were thinking, and he has become their champion, because nobody else in your party stepped up.
I don't remember many Democrats going against President Obama, and I don't think it's necessarily bad to go with President Trump. His ratings now are above where President Obama's were at this point in his first administration.
Brian Kilmeade making the point that, in fact, you would be more accurate to say that Obama's supporters were a cult. I mean, that was clearly an attachment to things that had nothing to do with substance in many cases. That was an attachment. He was of their class, meaning status. He was an intellectual like them. He was the first African-American. It was identity politics. It was all kinds of stuff. It had nothing to do with substance. Trump's voters are not a cult, but doesn't matter, because right on cue with Corker out there saying it, guess what? Right here in the Washington Post, Republicans embrace the cult of Trump, ignoring warning signs. Buoyed by a late Tuesday presidential tweet, voters in South Carolina cast out Mark Sanford, a firmly conservative member of Congress who had survived earlier scandal, in favor of a state legislature who had condemned Sanford for publicly criticizing the president. In Virginia, Republicans nominated for senator a Trump-like candidate with a history of embracing, as the president has, Confederate symbols and white nationalism. What a crock! These people in the media, Wolf Blitzer out there saying, you know, the president tweeted about the fake media. He said, so funny to watch the fake news, especially NBC and CNN. They're fighting hard to downplay the deal with North Korea. 500 days ago, they would have begged for this deal. Look like war would break out. Our country's biggest enemy is the fake news so easily promulgated by fools. This Dave Weigel, Robert Costa-Piece in the Washington Post, this is outrageous. To claim that a Trump voter in Virginia voted for Trump because of a sympathy to white nationalists and Confederate symbols? And then Wolf Blitzer, responding to Trump's tweet, says, we're not the enemy of the American people. We love the American people. Wolf, I know you. And Wolf, you know me. And let me tell you something, Wolf. You may not hate the American people, but you hold average Americans in contempt. You do not think average Americans have the slightest ability to understand what's important, and therefore you're not interested in what they think. I don't think Trump is far off the mark. I had a friend of mine say, when I was out that recent golf trip I took, a friend of mine made the observation, Rush, do you realize if every dream that we have, meaning for the country, if every dream came true, we would still have to put up with the mainstream media trying to undo it all? His point being, they are the obstacle. The mainstream, it's not media anymore. I have looked for alternative ways to describe what this group of people are. When you call people media, it immediately conjures up notions of reporters and people gathering news and then reporting it to people who don't know it. That's not what they are. We don't have any media anymore. The media is a left-wing political action committee and group. And they are firmly aligned with the leftist, radical leftist agenda in this country. They are not media. And Trump calls them out as being an enemy, and he's right. They are an obstacle. Those of us with our particular point of view face a political obstacle in the media. If they were media, they wouldn't be an obstacle. They'd be reporting what happened. Might have some problems with factual inaccuracy, but that's not what we're dealing with. We're dealing with ideological opponents that are the Democrat Party, that are the American left, and they are not media. And as such, I'm here to tell you they don't love the American people. They're no different than the people inside the Beltway, the swamp, the establishment. They think of themselves as better. They may not, you know, when Wolf Blitzer says, we're not the enemy of the American people, we love the American. In the first place, if you have to say that, if you have to tell people you love them, then there must be some question about it. There might be some doubt about it, number one. I would never have to tell you people I love you. I would never have to tell you how much I appreciate you. I do anyway, just so there's no doubt. But this, how many Republicans do they like? Let's count them up. How many Republicans do the drive-by media like? Give me a name. John McCain, great example. John McCain, Jeff Flake, Bob Corker, the Republicans that they like and that they're supposedly fair to until they are seeking office against Democrats and then the media turns tail, destroys them. The Republicans they like are the Republicans that turn on their own party. Susan Collins, I can go through the list. It is totally definable by which Republicans criticize their own. Those are the Republicans that the media so-called respects and likes. But this idea that the media, CNN, loves the American people, they're working every day knowingly in contempt, holding the American people in contempt. They don't think the American people know what's good for them, what's right. They are not interested. I've always said the media doesn't care about its customers. The media is the one business where customers and their complaints are always wrong. And now this piece. So all it takes, Bob Corker talking about Trump voters as a cult, and here comes the Washington Post. Republicans embrace the cult of Trump, ignoring warning signs. And then labeling this Virginia candidate, nominated for senator, Trump-like, a history of embracing Confederate symbols and white nationalism, for God's sake. How pathetically puerile could these people be? That kind of criticism doesn't take any kind of brains at all. That's just shaming. That's nothing more than political politics. Political gamesmanship, that's not news, that's not reporting, that's not anything to do with media. This is opposition research, disguised as a news story in the Washington Post. Here's the next paragraph. The week was marked by continued deference to Trump on the part of congressional leaders who have swallowed the president's upending of longstanding party views on several major issues. Legislative efforts by some in the party to wrest trade authority back from Trump and rewrite the nation's immigration laws in ways he has opposed both fell in defeat. So we have the portrayal of Trump as a very distant person way out there on the fringe with just a few cult-like followers with the brave and committed Washington Republicans doing their best, working as hard as they can to take back everything from Trump, but they, damn it, they can't because of the cult. Because every time they try, Republican cult voters send them packing at the next election. This is irresponsible, it is unprofessional, and it's so damn transparent that it's not even effective, other than in making me mad. But that's not the only... Senator tells fellow Republicans to stop whining about Trump. This is Senator David Perdue in Georgia, who's fighting back against this cult stuff. And he's telling people like Corker and the rest of these, whatever they are, to stop whining about Trump's negotiation style and get in on it. In case you people haven't noticed, the country's turned around and it's doing pretty damn well for a change. And note the forces aligned against that. Here we have the media, news people hoping that Kim Jong-un embarrasses Trump by launching nuclear missiles. Here we have the media, news reporters defending, along with Nancy Pelosi, the gang MS-13. These people have been forced, these people have been manipulated by Trump into taking positions that are clearly not in the best interests of this country or a majority of its people. Trump is exposing these people and making them make fools of themselves and then properly calling them out as an enemy. And in a political sense, they are, folks, because they have to be overcome. Not only do Republican candidates have to defeat the opponent, they then got to defeat the media. Find a way to ensure that the media doesn't destroy them. The media, the news media. It isn't the media, and it isn't news. It's all just the Democrat Party or the American left. I blanch. I resent every time I hear the term media to describe these people. It's not what they are. And because they call themselves that, then they have automatic protection under the First Amendment. They get to say and do whatever they want. Nobody can do anything about it. Because they claim they are media. They are not media. CNN is not media. CNN is the Democrat Party and a branch office of the radical left in this country. And you do not love the American people, Wolf, other than the 4 or 5 we can name, Republicans, who criticize other Republicans. Folks, this really does come down to class in so many ways. And by class, I mean status, not good manners. These people consider themselves elites, and you're not. And because you're not, you are never going to be respected. Your opinion, your accomplishments in life are never going to be respected. Because what you do is never going to be considered important. What they do is what matters. They run the country. They protect the country. They do the diplomacy. They do the trade deals. They do immigration, not you. And because you are succeeding by supporting your candidate who is succeeding, they hate you. They don't love you. They hate you. And they resent the hell out of you every day. You think CNN is happy with 700,000 viewers? They resent the fact that you don't watch them. They resent that they can't fool you enough to make you watch them and believe them. They don't love you. Damn stuff.
Really. Experience Peak EIB with a membership to Rush 24/7. Access El Rushbo in real time or on demand. Scour thousands of pages of audio and text archives. Rush 24/7 could be the largest repository of conservative wisdom in the universe. Join now at rushlimbaugh.com. Rush 24/7 also makes a great gift for dad. You're listening to the EIB Network.
FM 102.9, AM 1310, News Talk, KZRG.
Hi, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford, and I've got a question for you. Have you ever tried Tackle? Well, you should. It's awesome. Tackle connects you with approved providers who can do all those things you don't have time to do, and they do it according to your schedule. It's a great way to make time for the more important things in your life. You can even find help the same day. Go to Tackle.com or download the free Tackle app and look at the hundreds of available chores you can get done. Try Tackle today.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Where the newsmakers come to talk. News Talk, KZRG.
Driver of one vehicle shot the driver of the other vehicle while they were outside their vehicles.
I stand before you at a difficult time for our state.
Financially, we're in trouble. We're all going to suffer, and I'm embarrassed.
We're going to be diligent in the next couple weeks to talk about staff pay and try to get it as competitive as we can.
Miss a little, miss a lot. News Talk KZRG. Radio you can depend on.
Downstream Casino Resort's latest innovation, Downstream Crafted Brewing Company, has added a third craft beer for you to enjoy, exclusively available at Downstream. Gentleman Bison IPA is our newest brew, hopped with a unique blend of three hops, giving it a hoppy malted taste. If you're an IPA fan, this IPA is for you. And don't forget about our Craft House Kolsch, which is a golden beer brewed with a hoppy, crisp, refreshing taste. This crowd pleaser is sure to hit the spot. Flat Rock Red is a malty red-colored beer with a low bitterness flavor, hopped with the finest Yakima hops and brewed to perfection. Downstream Crafted Brewing Company is brewing beer with you in mind. Enjoy your new favorite beer straight from the brewing tanks at Legend Sports Bar, Devil's Promenade, and on the casino floor. Purchase your DCBC shirt, hat, or glass today at Legends. Creating a unique experience no other casino has, exclusively at Downstream Casino Resort. Simply more for you. Please drink responsibly. Must be 21 years or older.
News Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist John Weatherby. Be heat smart this afternoon after the morning clouds. We've sure warmed up quickly. 93 for an afternoon high. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny, hot, 94 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny, hot, 93. Sunday, high of 92. I'm KZRG meteorologist John Weatherby. Remember, when minutes count, KZRG is hours ahead.
It's currently 89 at News Talk KZRG.
Cell Phone Medics, now with three locations. 512 South Main, downtown Joplin, inside North Park Mall next to Macy's Home Store, and 916 West South Street in Neosho.
And we're back. It's great to have you with us. Rush Limbaugh and the Excellence in Broadcasting Network meeting and surpassing all audience expectations every day. We have a statement from Trey Gowdy on the Inspector General report. This statement may explain some of the previous statements that Trey Gowdy has made about the FBI DOJ. I will explain as we go through this, because you know he's been kind of frustrating lately by defending them and talking about how filled with honor they are, and we just assumed, well, he's a fellow prosecutor. He doesn't want to condemn these guys. He's one of them. But there may be more to it than that. I am alarmed, angered, and deeply disappointed by the Inspector General's finding of numerous failures by the Department of Justice and the FBI in investigating potential Espionage Act violations by former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. This IG report confirms investigative decisions made by the FBI during the pendency of this investigation were unprecedented and deviated from traditional investigative procedures in favor of a much more permissive and voluntary approach. This is not the way normal investigations are run. The investigation was mishandled. The investigatory conclusions were reached before the end of the witness interviews. This we knew. The July 5th press conference marked a serious violation of policy and process, and the letters to Congress in the fall of 2016 were both delayed in substance and unnecessary in form. Moreover, writes Trey Gowdy, the treatment afforded to former Secretary Clinton and other potential subjects and targets was starkly different from the FBI's investigation into Trump campaign officials. The report also conclusively shows an alarming and destructive level of animus displayed by top officials at the FBI. Peter Strzok's manifest bias, trending toward animus, casts a pall on this entire investigation. And don't forget, August 16th, 2016, Lisa Page, there's no way Trump can win, right? He can't win, right? And Strzok responds to her, no, we won't let that happen. Gowdy says, this is not the FBI I know. This is not the FBI our country needs. This is not the FBI citizens and suspects alike deserves. He's just contradicted himself. I think we may now know why he recently said this is an FBI that every citizen could be proud of. He wanted to portray himself as totally open-minded for when this thing came out. It is now urgently incumbent on Attorney General Sessions and Director Wray to take decisive action to restore Americans' confidence in our justice system.
With your KZRG news update, I'm Sarah Novotny. A convicted sex offender was given a break this week for not registering, even though this wasn't the first time the man has been accused of it. 38-year-old Mark Breezy of Joplin was given a 2-year suspended sentence for failing to register as a sex offender and also placed on 5 years of supervised probation. A Jasper County Sheriff's deputy discovered in 2016 that Breezy was living at a different address than was listed with the county. We'll have more news in 1 minute.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. The Justice Department Inspector General today releases his report on how the Hillary Clinton email investigation was handled by former FBI Director James Comey and others.
There have been some reports that have suggested that Comey failed to follow established rules and procedures of the FBI, but we also are learning that this report is expected to spark fresh scrutiny of former AG Lynch.
Fox's Kevin Cork at the White House. President Trump on Twitter says he will not settle a lawsuit brought by the state of New York.
Attorney General Barbara Underwood is suing President Trump and his 3 oldest children for, quote, persistently illegal conduct regarding the Trump Foundation charity. The suit says it includes extensive political coordination with the Trump campaign, repeated self-dealing transactions to benefit the president's personal and business interests, and violating laws governing nonprofits.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers in New York City. Fox News. We report, you decide.
A Carthage man is in custody after being seen near property that he broke into and also with the items that he took. Carthage police say 26-year-old Kevin Burton entered the streets department building by removing an AC unit in the window and then stealing several items, including power tools and even a utility vehicle. Burton was taken into custody without incident on Tuesday for a warrant for stealing and also has a $3,500 bond. Authorities say they are seeking additional burglary charges. A Joplin teen who shot at police in October has been sent to a dual jurisdiction program. Then 16-year-old Gabriel Barber, who was wanted in connection with a shooting at Parr Hill on October 22nd, fired 2 shots at police who were attempting to detain him at his home the next day. A judge gave Barber concurrent terms of 15 years for first-degree assault, 5 years for armed criminal action, and 4 years for resisting arrest. He'll stay in the program until he's 21. Then the court will decide if they'll put him on probation or make him serve out the rest of his sentence. I'm Sarah Nivon. For News Talk, KZRG. It's 1232.
He had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief. Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-578-1640. That's 1-800-578-1640.
News Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist Joe Weatherby. Be heat smart this afternoon after the morning clouds. We've sure warmed up quickly. 93 for an afternoon high. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny, hot, 94 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny, hot, 93. Sunday, high of 92. I'm KZRG meteorologist Joe Weatherby. Remember, when minutes count, KZRG is hours ahead.
It's currently 89 at News Talk KZRG.
Depend on News Talk KZRG. There when news breaks. Updates on the hour and 30 minutes past. 24 hours a day.
By the way, no spoiler alerts here if you're a U.S. Open fan or a golf fan, but I just got to tell you, Shinnecock is eating these guys alive. Shinnecock is beating these guys up. I mean, if you've ever wanted to see professional golfers look like you, then you'll find a way to watch this sometime today. They've got 16-mile-an-hour winds up there. There's not a cloud in the sky, but it's brutal. You know, this text exchange between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, where she asks him, Trump's not going to win, right? He's not going to become president, right? Right? Strzok writes back, no, he's not. We'll stop it. It turns out that that was withheld from Congress. Today is the first day Congress has seen that text. It was turned over to the Inspector General. Now, why is that? Well, the question answers itself. They didn't release it at the height of discovery. When Strzok's texts were discovered, I mean, it was Katie barred the door. Look what we've found here. They're actively working against Trump. These people were actively trying to undermine Trump. There was a fever pitch of emotion at the time. And so Congress is requesting all this stuff, and this was not turned over to them. But it was turned over to the Inspector General Horowitz. I'm sure they figured that the emotion had died down, and that by the time it gets released in the IG report, we've been there, done that. The moment has passed. And, you know, there'll be the usual, my God, look at this. They didn't turn this over to us. Yeah, oversight problem, whatever. But it was just an effort to obfuscate and to delay. The we'll stop it text was withheld from Congress. Seems like obstructing an investigation to me seems like political bias, but no bias on the part of Comey. So who was it that was actually trying to subvert an election here? That, to me, is the question. I don't care what this IG report says. Who really was trying to subvert the election? This text between Lisa Page and Strzok, and there are others. You know, the text between them where they're talking about Strzok talks about needing an insurance policy. You know, she's telling him there's no way this Trump guy is going to win. He can't win. He can't win. There's no way. And he says, not so sure. We may need an insurance policy. Then later, in August of 2016, she's not as confident. For some reason, she starts asking Strzok, wait a minute, he's not going to win. Tell me he's not going to win, okay? You can't win, right? Strzok replies, no, he's not. We'll stop it. We need an insurance policy. We'll stop it. Who is it that was trying to subvert an election? Who is it that's been trying to overturn an election? It is clear as day, and I don't care what the IG report says. The FBI and the Department of Justice were trying to subvert the election. They were trying to limit Donald Trump's chances at winning. In addition to getting this investigation involving the Russian aspect involved and up and running, they were doing everything they can before the election to make sure Hillary won. And then when she lost, shocking them all, they began a process that they thought in 6 months would succeed in forcing Donald Trump out of office with this Russian collusion crap. So who was it really trying to subvert an election? FBI, DOJ, James Comey, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, whoever else was in this cabal. There's no doubt they were trying to subvert an American presidential election. Here's Jeff. We go back to the phones. Clearwater, Florida. Glad you waited, sir. Hi.
Hey, Rush. Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet, sir.
It's an honor to speak with you. I just have one quick comment about this IG report.
Yeah.
My personal view is no matter what comes out in this report, nothing's going to come of it. I think it'll all get swept away. The media will do whatever they do. They're in damage control. Everybody will be out there. You won't hear much of it, and it'll just go away. It'll be buried in the swamp.
I think that's probably already underway. I don't doubt you on this at all. In fact, I'm going to make a different prediction. And this is based on my intelligence guided by experience. I'm going to predict to you that before the end of this day, the media is going to convert this and they're going to go on offense. And they're going to tell you what this report doesn't say. And what they're going to tell you is that there isn't any evidence that Hillary was doing anything wrong, and there isn't any evidence that the FBI was trying to rig it for Hillary. There isn't any evidence. That's what they're going to do. They're going to try to do stories to blow this whole thing up. Whatever it says, they're going to ignore it, just like the Trump summit with Kim Jong-un. They ignore it and then write about it in ways and things that nobody saw. And that's what they're going to do here. They are not about seeking the truth. They are protecting their side or their establishment or what have you. So you had better prepare yourself. I don't care what indictments there are in this thing. I'm not really indict. What allegations, accusations there are. If the media can find one sentence that they can blow up and say proves that the IG found no evidence that Hillary rigged anything or that Hillary violated Espionage Act or whatever, that's how they're going to highlight this thing. Whatever is in it, they're going to point out what isn't in it, what hasn't been found. Mark my words. I know these people, folks. I've been studying them. I've been dealing with these people for 35 years, and I know how they're going to deal with this, whatever it has. I appreciate the call, Jeff, very much. Here's Michael in Spartanburg, South Carolina. You are next. Hi.
Honored to speak to you, Roche. My question to you is, with everything that's already happened and everything that Rosenstein's already been tied to, now the success of President Trump, does he finally have the cover to fire Rosenstein?
The cover to fire Rosenstein. I'm going to reserve my answer to that because I don't know yet what actually is in this report. I'm still kind of, not to be using puns here, kind of struck, like stroke. I'm still kind of surprised there haven't been an avalanche of leaks yet. Folks, ever remember, Congress is looking at this thing. And and I will give you some inside baseball here. I am not the kind of radio or TV person. I do not have members of Congress on my Rolodex. I do not have staff. I don't know a soul up there to call. I know a couple. I know Louis Gohmert I'm like you. I sit around and wait till it gets reported. I'm not an insider. So I'm not going to be on anybody's list to call to leak anything, which is the way I want it, by the way. That is a professional decision I made a long time ago. The way I look at it, those people are going to come and go. They win elections and lose them. But I am forever. And I just don't want to tie myself to people or issues that I don't have any control over. So it's just, so in a way, I'm kind of a distant removed. I'm not like a whole lot of other people who cultivate these relationships so that they get inside information on phone calls or texts or whatever. Now, that may be a disservice to you, but it actually isn't. Because I eventually learn what's important and tell you what I think of it, and therefore what is important, which will be the case here too. But I mention this only because it's amazing that so little of this has leaked out even now. Because it's been out there almost 2 hours. And yes, it's been longer. It's been out there 3 weeks. It's been circulating around 3 weeks. Now, whether this report would provide Trump cover to fire Rosenstein, look, but at the same time, I don't have any ins in the White House, folks. I mean, there literally is nobody there that I've got a private number, a private way to access. So I can just surmise here. But I don't believe at this stage Trump is going to be firing anybody. Unless if there's something in this thing, it's just outrageous. Remember, Rosenstein is the guy presenting this report to Trump today. Apparently, he arrived at the White House at 11:30 or noon and presented it to Trump. I don't know if he stayed and is walking Trump through it or if he handed it off and left. But I can't believe that Rosenstein's going to hand over a document to Trump that says, essentially, boy, did I screw up, fire me. But we'll see. Time will tell, and it won't be very long.
But the truth lives here. Rush on the EIB Network.
FM 102.9, AM 1310, News Talk, KZRG.
Hi, this is Amy Keith, the owner of Flip Cheap Houses. I want to personally thank you for making us one of the most popular real estate mentoring companies in America. Our phones have been ringing off the hook because you see the value in working with your own personal mentor to help you learn how to invest in real estate and build your own business. For those of you who don't know who we are yet, we provide you with an experienced real estate investor that works with you one-on-one for 12 months. No other company offers that. We also provide you with thousands of motivated sellers. No other company offers that. We help you find the great real estate deals, negotiate them, and sell them for huge profits. If you have at least $10,000 and want to start your own business investing in real estate, watch our free webinar that explains everything. And go to newlife2018.com. That's newlife2018.com. Limited spots available. To watch a free webinar, go to newlife2018.com. Newlife2018.com.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a healthcare plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. Just hit **949. That's **949. **949.
Bill Rose Pump Service has been serving the forested area for over 60 years. They have certainly seen some things come and go. We've seen a man land on the moon, the king of rock and roll has come and gone, and we've seen the computers and the internet completely change the way we do everything. Yes, they have seen a lot of changes at Bill Rose Pump over the years, and they're proud to say that they offer the same great service today as they did 60 years ago. And whether it was then or now, people in the four states depend on the Bill Rose Pump family to set up reliable water well systems into their homes. And they not only get the water flowing, but ensure that it keeps flowing with a free 5-year
5-year warranty on all new pump and tank systems. And as we all know, technology has changed quite a bit over the last 60 years. Ask Bill Rose Pump about the state-of-the-art all-stainless steel Grundfos pump system by calling 417-525-6111. That's 417-525-6111. Thank you for over 60 years of our family serving yours at Bill Rose Pump Service. Find them fast in names and numbers.
Hi, this is Terry Hester inviting you for a fun cruise Saturday night beginning at 8. Let's take a road trip. Route 66 on News Talk KZRG.
Half my brain tied behind my back just to make it fair. And back to the phones we go. Mike in Jacksonville, Florida. Welcome, sir. Great to have you.
Hey, Rush. How you doing? It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to call you and let you know that the American people, we elected Donald Trump as our president, not the low information voters, right? They vote for anybody. But the information voters, they decided they wanted Donald Trump to be our president, okay? We had 8 years of hope and change, and at the end of those 8 years, the hope that all I got us was change in our pockets.
And wait a minute. So, see, you're making my point. This is not, the media doesn't look at you this way. You're telling the truth, I know. The media doesn't, you're nothing more than a cult. You're a Svengali, you're being duped by a Pied Piper. Trump found a way to get into your brain, and you support him no matter what. Despite their best efforts to tell you the truth about the guy, you still voted for him. They don't have any respect for you.
And what gets me about them is, I want to tell the Democratic Party, okay, if I was a dope addict or a drug addict, my first step to recovery is to admit I am. So Democratic Party, you know what I mean, you need to give it up. You need to accept it, that he won the presidency, all right, go along with it, all right, try to help his candidacy, all right, because if you keep on with this deceit, destroying people's lives, this lying,
well, you know,
you're
setting me up.
You're only going to make it worse.
Mike, you're setting me up again. They diddidn't lose. It was stolen from them. The Russians and Trump cheated. Hillary.
They was stolen from them. No, they lost.
Wait,
they
Mike.
Lost
because, Mike, listen to me. Attitudinally, psychologically, they don't lose. You did not reject them. You got suckered. That's how they look at this. And that's why they want to overturn the election. It wasn't fair because it wasn't. You didn't really vote your mind. You were tricked. And that's then they turn around and say, we love the American people. They don't love you. They hold you in contempt with no respect whatsoever.
And Rush, and as long as they keep on believing that, the bigger hole they're going to dig, and if it keeps on going on, they can forget about 2020. They might as well concentrate on 2024.
Well, I think that's true.
Let me tell you something. Donald Trump has not only began to make America great again, he has made Americans proud to be Americans. You know what I'm talking about? I'm proud. I have 37 years of government service, okay? And I'm proud of my country. I've been to a lot of countries when I was in the military, and I don't care how a paradise they are, there is no country better than the United States of America, okay? And as far as the national anthem, when I hear it, I have tears in my eyes. I try to stand possibly as I can.
Mike, you keep stepping in it. Their interpretation of you, I'm telling you this. If one of these news media types that we're talking about is listening to this right now and listening to you, they're shaking their head. I think, what a dupe. This guy's been bought purely by propaganda. We're no better than anybody else in the world, and this is what's wrong with America. We got people thinking that there's something special about America when really we're a superpower because of what we've done to other people. This is what they think. And so when you talk about your love for America, you've traveled. There's no place better. They think you're just close-minded and stupid and reacting nothing more than with pure emotion that has no thought involved in it whatsoever. I'm not exaggerating, folks. This is how they see you. And this is why it is a class thing. They're elites and you're not. In their world, to travel the world and see that there's no better place than America is nothing more than xenophobia, and you're short-sighted, and you're prejudiced, and you're biased, and you don't even have the ability to see how some people and nations around the world are far better than we are. They're more fair, they're more open, they're less racist, and so forth. And triple this if you happen to come from the South, when they really resent you. You're a great caller, Mike. You allowed me to make 3 points brilliantly so in one call, and you were right on the money. I appreciate it. Jay in Detroit, you're next. Great to have you on the EIB Network. Hello.
Rush, thanks for having me. Been listening to you for 30 years, and I'm 48 years old. I started at 18. Thanks for what you've done for me. There's a very important word that's used in that text message from Strzok, and it is W-E-apostrophe-L-L. We'll stop it. He's not referring to himself and his girlfriend, and that's an assumptive word, meaning there are people that have the same attitude as I have, and the collective will stop it. He already knows that there's people in the FBI that will help him stop it. That is a very important word in that text message, Rush.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, because he's not including Paige, because she's the one having insecurity. You know the date of that text exchange is the same date that Trump delivered a dynamite kick-ass speech to the Detroit Economic Club. It was August 8th of 2016. And when Trump gave that speech, the media, the drive-bys, Democrats were stunned. They were shocked. They could not believe it. And that's why she was upset. So she starts sending her paramour. The tech, well, he's not going to win, right? Oh, my God, he's not going to. No, we'll stop it. And he obviously is not including her, although she is part of the cabal. But he's assuring, no, we'll stop it. We'll stop it. Meaning, as the caller says, there's a collective of somebody he's talking about here. Now, we all know who it is. The people in the FBI that were working for Hillary. We'll stop him. It's abundantly clear. Glad you called. 30-year listener started from... You know what that proves? If you're worried about your kid going left, have them start listening to this program at the same time they start school or college. And this program... We'll save them. Back in a moment.
Somebody has to have the guts to say it. Rush on the EIB Network.
FM 102.9, AM 1310, News Talk, KZRG.
Hi, I'm Kyle Cox, owner of Blindster.com. You know, I've made it my life's mission to convince everyday people that measuring and installing custom blinds is one of the easiest do-it-yourself projects there is. Check out our new no-tools cellular shades, the first and only shades installed without any screws or tools. You heard me right, custom shades that are installed without any tools. I guarantee your blinds will fit, or I'll remake them free of charge. You only pay shipping. Save up to 50% off any order. Just enter the code RUSH at checkout. Blindster.com. That's BlindsTER.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brian Kilmeade.
These tariffs, are they about imported cars? Are they about imported steel? Is it about tariffs on soybeans? For the life of me, I can't see any work being done even behind the scenes. Show me a shot of the door where in that room I see both sides talking. All I see is tariffs, threats, and lack of progress. If the president wants to be an historic president and wants to rebalance trade just like he promised, I have no problem with that. Just show me the plan to success.
Hi, it's Brian Kilmeade inviting you to join me each morning at 8 on News Talk KZRG.
ZZ Top, the Tonnage Tour. July 1st, 8 p.m., the outdoor venue at Downstream Casino Resort. ZZ Top. Playing all their classic hits. ZZ Top. Amazing. July 1st, 8 p.m. The outdoor venue at Downstream Casino Resort. ZZ Top. Live. Rocking you like no one else can. Tickets are on sale now at Downstream's Hecaton Gift Shop and DownstreamCasino.com. For more info, go to ZZTop.com. ZZ Top.
It's got me under pressure.
July 1st, 8 p.m. The outdoor venue at Downstream Casino Resort.
Wow. News
Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist Joe Weatherby. Be heat smart this afternoon after the morning clouds. We've sure warmed up quickly. 93 for an afternoon high. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny, hot, 94 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny, hot, 93. Sunday, high of 92. I'm KZRG meteorologist Joe Weatherby. Remember, when minutes count, KZRG is hours ahead.
It's currently 89 at News Talk KZRG.
See news happening? Send us an open mic message via the new KZRG app. Download it today at newstalkkzrg.com.
As I say, other things going on out there. The NFL and players and kneeling and all these problems. Something that I predicted 2 years ago has finally happened and been stated in the media. I hope to have time to get to it. Depends on what happens as we keep going here.
The Route 66 Pub and Grill is now open inside the new Joplin Holiday Inn. Located just off 3400 Range Line behind Comfort and Quality Inn, the Route 66 Pub and Grill offers a fun, family-friendly, casual dining experience for breakfast and dinner. Join us for the Route 66 Twilight Zone Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. to enjoy special pricing for your favorite food and drinks. We offer regional and local favorites like Texas caviar and fried gator bites, as well as a large selection of steaks, sandwiches, salads, and more. We even have a daily blue plate special. Whether you join us for the Route 66 Twilight Zone or for dinner and drinks a little later on, you can now relax in our beautiful outdoor retreat. It's the perfect gathering spot to enjoy your evening. So, join us for the Route 66 Pub and Grill, located inside the new Joplin Holiday Inn, just off 3400 Range Line, behind Comfort and Quality Inn. Open for dinner 3 to 10 p.m. every evening.
K275BD Joplin, K290CO Neo Show, and on 102.5 KIXQ HD2 Joplin.
KZRG Joplin.
It's 1 o'clock.
A long-awaited report on the Hillary Clinton email probe. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The Justice Department's Inspector General investigating the handling of the email probe by DOJ and the FBI has given the report to the White House and Congress. Fox's Jill Nato, live in Washington.
Inspector General David Horowitz's report is 500 pages long and says former FBI Director James Comey broke with protocol, but he wasn't politically biased in the Clinton probe. The report also faults Comey for not keeping then Attorney General Loretta Lynch in the loop about the investigation. House Oversight Committee Chair Trey Gowdy is saying he's angered and disappointed by the report, saying Comey did display political bias during the email probe. President Trump's also been accusing Comey of bias, but Democrats have blamed Clinton's election loss on Comey's decision to reopen the case, then close it again just before the election. Lisa?
Thanks, Jill. Not clear yet whether the report will call out any other officials, including Lynch, who was criticized by Comey for an impromptu meeting with former President Bill Clinton just days before Mrs. Clinton was interviewed by the FBI. New York's Attorney General suing the Trump Foundation, accusing the president and three oldest children of using the charity to violate New York law and possibly federal campaign laws. Fox Business Network's Adam Shapiro.
What they're saying is that the Trump Foundation, the charitable not-for-profit, ceded control of its assets, millions of dollars, so that the Trump campaign could use that money to influence political outcomes like the Iowa caucus. They actually talk about a fundraiser that took place in Iowa in 2016 and $2.8 million, which was then subsequently used by the campaign to make donations to various charities for veterans. So the lawsuit calls this a persistent pattern of abuse by the foundation.
The Trump Foundation calls the lawsuit politics at its very worst, fair and balanced.
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-567-2261. 800-567-2261.
Optima Tax Relief.
Friends, are you taking Viagra for ED? Well, you could be paying too much. Now you can take Sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, for just $2 per tablet. $2 for a 20-milligram tablet, saving $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering Sildenafil to your doorstep. Go to MarleyGenerics.com. That's M-A-R-L-E-Y, MarleyGenerics.com. Or call 1-800-578-1640. That's 1-800-578-1640.
Good afternoon. I'm Sarah Nivantny. KZRG News Time is 103. An endangered person advisory has been issued for a Springfield man that hasn't been seen in nearly a month. The Missouri State Highway Patrol issued the alert this morning for 55-year-old Raymond Glenn Highskill. He's a white male, 5'11", 220 pounds, with brown hair and blue eyes, with tattoos on both of his arms and chest. Springfield police say Highskill was dropped off at the Kansas Expressway Norton Avenue on May 15th and has not been seen or heard from since. He's also known to use meth. You can see a picture of Highskill on the KZRG app, and if you have any information, call the Springfield Police Department. A convicted sex offender was given a break this week for not registering, even though this wasn't the first time the man has been accused of it. 38-year-old Mark Breezy of Joplin was given a 2-year suspended sentence for failing to register as a sex offender and also placed on 5 years of supervised probation. A Jasper County Sheriff's deputy discovered in 2016 that Breezy was living at a different address than was listed with the county. Breezy was convicted of a sexual assault in Texas 12 years ago. Freeman Health System OBGYN and Freeman Ozark Obstetricians and Gynecology see patients for pregnancy, infertility, then well women exams, female and male obstetricians, gynecologists, certified nurse midwives, and more. If you see news happening, call or text our tip line at 417-208-9847. I'm Sarah Novotny for News Talk, KZRG.
Think about the amount of time you and your family spend online every day. Whether you know it or not, your family's personal privacy is under attack. Attorney General Josh Hawley has fought to protect Missouri families' privacy, investigating the big tech companies that use their power to collect and trade on our most personal details. One newspaper editorial calls Josh Hawley, quote, the only guy in America brave enough to take on Google. You have a right to know how your personal data is tracked and used. Josh Hawley is leading a cutting-edge fight to safeguard Missouri families in the uncertainty of the digital age. Protect your family. Call Attorney General Hawley at 573-751-3321 and tell him to keep putting pressure on the big tech companies to ensure our privacy. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
News Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist Chum Weatherby. More and more sunshine. Hot this afternoon, 93. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny, hot, 94 tomorrow. A service of Freeman Health System. They welcome Dr. Stephen Hughes, experienced in reconstructive and cosmetic surgery, including surgery of the breast and body, and treatments like Botox, injectable fillers, and more. Call 347-8210.
It's currently 89 at News Talk, KZRG.
It's time for the Rush Limbaugh Show, brought to you by the free news service of News Talk, KZRG, and NewsTalkKZRG.com.
Back, folks. Rush Limbaugh on the fly. Improving as we go on the EIB network at 800-282-2882. Okay. I checked the email and a number of other places, and there's a lot of curiosity about this text exchange between Lisa Page and Peter Strzok from August 6th, or maybe it's August 8th of 2016. This is the text where Lisa Page, and you have to know this is the same day or very close to the day that Trump delivered a gonzo speech on the economy at the Detroit Economic Club. And it shocked everybody on the Democrat side. They were blown away. They began to think seriously that this guy may not be who we think he is, may actually have a chance here. because it was that good a speech. So Lisa Page sends Stroke a text. Trump's not going to win, right? He's not going to win, right? Tell me he's not going to win, right? And Stroke responds, no, he won't. We'll take care of it. We'll fix it. We'll whatever. I don't have the exact thing right in front of me here. People are wondering, but we've now learned that that text exchange was denied members of Congress. It was not supplied to them. And I now know how it happened. Now, it involves graphics. I guess I could take a screenshot of this and put it on the Ditto Cam, which would then get it to the website. Maybe I will hear it the next break. Essentially, what happened in the graphic of the text messages, inbox, outbox, between Stroke and Lisa Page, it shows her question. Trump's not going to win, right? Not going to win, right? It just omitted his reply. The reply to her question has nothing to do with her question. They just left it out. They did not redact it. They just left it out. They purposely omitted his response to her, where he essentially says, no, don't worry. We'll take care of it. We'll fix it. We'll see to that, whatever. They just left it out. They didn't redact it because that would have called attention to it. So when members of Congress were reviewing this, and it was submitted to them at some point, they didn't make anything of it because there was no reaction to her question. To me, this is major. Folks, this is as close, I don't want to say criminal, but this is premeditation, malice, what have you. This was a purposeful omission of an official record of texts between Strzok and Page. They left out his answer. So when members of Congress were reading this exchange, there was nothing about it that raised a flag. Her question alone, he's not going to win, right? Tell me he's not going to win. He can't win, right? I mean, that's nothing by itself. That's just anybody could have that reaction. Oh, gosh, I hope this guy doesn't win. We've all spoken like that. Strzok's assurance that Trump would not win, that we'll take care of it, we'll see, that was omitted. That is, when you're investigating the behavior of your department, in this case the FBI, subset of the DOJ, and you find out that somebody preparing material for an official request from congressional oversight omits that answer, you've got serious grounds to go fire that person and put them under the hot lights and find out what else they were doing. Because people are saying, well, how did this happen? How did they submit it to the Inspector General, but they didn't submit it to Congress? Well, I answered that back when we first learned of the Stroke texts. When we first learned about them, and it was from the IG. You know, he had a preliminary release of some of these things, and that's how we knew about the relationship between Stroke and Page and the texts that they had going back and forth. When we learned of it, the emotion was high. It was a fever pitch, and there was this demand for more information and explanation of what is this, and who are these people, and why is this going on? Well, they omit his answer. But when it's time to furnish the information to the IG, he's got it, and he publishes it today in the report. And the calculation had to be that the moment would have long passed. The anger, the outrage, the shock. Had this original Strzok answer been seen when these materials were submitted months ago, there would have been hell to pay. Months ago, there would have been hell to pay. Somebody looking at this would have said, what the hell is this? Because this proves that the FBI was trying to subvert this election. That one little answer maybe proves is a bit strong if we're talking about court, but for crying out loud, it is crystal clear. These people were trying to subvert an election. And Peter Strzok was assuring his paramour that they would make sure that Trump didn't win. We'll take care of it, we'll fix it, whatever. Therefore, they were trying to subvert the election. Now it's in this report. Had it been seen months ago, there would have been hell to pay. And there still might be some hell to pay. Strzok said, no, he won't. We'll stop it. We'll stop Trump from winning. So there's the answer if you've been curious how come Congress didn't see it, but it's in the IG report. They just omitted it. They just eliminated it. They just like erased the line. No redaction. They just erased it as though it didn't exist. There was nothing to see. There was no indication anything had been erased. There was no indication. There was no redaction. It just wasn't there. So it got no rise out of anybody when they first saw it. Kyle Cheney, Politico, tweet, the inspector general found that on numerous occasions, James Comey used a personal Gmail account to conduct official FBI business, according to a source briefed on the report. Well, now, isn't this interesting? Here we have Hillary using a private server with a private email address, and she is conducting State Department business on it. And she is sending emails back and forth to Barack Hussein O, the one. And he knows damn well that she has an illegal server. And he knows damn well that she's trafficking in classified data on an unprotected server. He lied when the media asked him when he found out. He said, well, I found out the same time you did. I found out in the newspaper. I found out in the media. Another reason they had to protect Obama. He had lied through his teeth. He did not find out with the media. He knew it from the get-go and covered for her. Now we find out that Comey was using a private email address to conduct official FBI business. Isn't this interesting? Hillary and Comey both essentially off the official grid here. Now that's all the tweet says. So I don't know. Just have to wait till this stuff gets assembled. Now, Fox, I believe, excuse me, has this thing because they were just, looked like they had a PDF file of it, and they were scrolling through it, the opening pages, the summary, executive summary methodology. And so somebody has seen it. Now, to recreating the graphic of the text exchange between Lisa Page and Strzok. Trump's not going to become president, right? Right? No, we'll stop it. He isn't. We'll stop it. This is big. They literally just omitted it. Just left it out in the materials submitted for congressional oversight. The news keeps unfolding right before our very eyes, but still, nothing really major other than this Strzok leak. Now, there's something else about this. And again, I'm using intelligence guided by experience. Oftentimes, in a circumstance like this where there is a multiple hundred page report that may have some really, really bad stuff in it, one of the tricks, if you will, is to leak something that is pretty big, that will occupy people's attention and get them talking about that, like this text exchange, so as when the rest of it comes out, some stuff might be missed or overlooked because everybody's focusing on this. It's like, as I said earlier, the way they set everybody up to watch Bill Clinton's grand jury testimony during the Paula Jones case, telling everybody Clinton lost it during the question about the cigar when nothing like that happened. And so when everybody's watching the testimony, very few people are listening to what Clinton is saying. They're focused on what's coming up. They're focusing on the cigar question. The cigar question and answer comes, and there's nothing to it, and people have not heard much of whatever else Clinton said. So be aware that there may be something similar going on here with this. Bottom line, don't get distracted. Back with more in a moment.
Celebrating the American way every day of the year. Rush on the EIB network.
FM 102.9, AM 1310. News Talk, KZRG.
Folks, if you own land, you deserve a great deal on a great tractor. And that's why you should visit my good friends at Mahindra during Mahindra Dealer Days right now. Your local Mahindra dealer has huge savings on Mahindra subcompact, compact, and utility tractors, plus a full line of utility vehicles. And Mahindra's long-lasting powertrain warranties, they still come standard. Enjoy the land you love from the comfortable seat of a new Mahindra tractor and use the money you save to do something special. But hurry, you need to buy before these huge Mahindra Dealer Day savings are gone. To learn more about the world's number one selling tractor, it's easy. Visit MahindraUSA.com. That's MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at Tatum Motor Company in Anderson and Thantytown. Or visit TatumMotor.com. That's TatumMotor.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford, and I've got a question for you. Have you ever tried Tackle? Well, you should. It's awesome. Tackle connects you with approved providers who can do all those things you don't have time to do, and they do it according to your schedule. It's a great way to make time for the more important things in your life. You can even find help the same day. Go to Tackle.com or download the free Tackle app and look at the hundreds of available chores you can get done. Try Tackle today.
When my cardiologist told me I needed to take a statin drug to lower my cholesterol, he also told me that it can lower my natural levels of CoQ10. He told me to take Qnall. It has the number one cardiologist-recommended form of CoQ10, a very important nutrient for a healthy heart and healthy blood pressure levels. Qnall, with three times better absorption, has the number one cardiologist-recommended form of CoQ10. Take Qnall, the better CoQ10.
The news you want to know.
Vacation land is totally gone.
Haley's claimed her land back.
It's covered by lava.
The news you need to know.
There is no collusion.
Democrats that make up the Mueller team are trying to frame him.
Stay in the know.
Kim Kardashian.
She has been relentless in her fight for me.
I'm free to start over.
Melania Trump.
She's doing great and the people love you.
The summit in Singapore.
Kim Jong-un got back on his hands and knees and begged for it.
This is News Talk, KZRG.
Downstream Casino Resorts giving away $250,000 cash in June. You heard that right. $250,000 in total cash is guaranteed to be won in the Blazing Hot Seat drawings. Every 30 minutes from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m., June 3rd and 24th, one player will win $2,500 to $25,000 cash. Join us as the seats get hotter and the cash gets bigger. Downstream's blazing hot seats are guaranteed to pay $125,000 in total cash each day, June 3rd and 24th. Don't miss out on all the fun and winning. Head to Downstream Casino Resort, where you could win your share of $250,000 cash every 30 minutes from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. Now that's a lot of cash. Downstream's $250,000 blazing hot seats in June. Simply more winning for you. Only at Downstream Casino Resort, where winning comes naturally.
News Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist Chum Weatherby. Be heat smart this afternoon after the morning clouds. We've sure warmed up quickly. 93 for an afternoon high. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny, hot, 94 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny, hot, 93. Sunday, high of 92. I'm KZRG meteorologist Chum Weatherby. Remember, when minutes count, KZRG is hours ahead.
It's currently 90 at News Talk, KZRG.
Cell Phone Medics, now with three locations. 512 South Main, downtown Joplin, inside North Park Mall next to Macy's Home Store, and 916 West South Street in Neosho.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry to have to tell you that I called it. I made a prediction in the first hour of this program about the Inspector General report. I detailed just a few of the criminal violations that Mrs. Clinton engaged in with her illegal server and trafficking in the classified documents and so forth, and the phony way she feigned ignorance about how to wipe a server. Oh, you mean with a cloth? From the New York Times. But the report by the department's inspector general, Michael Horowitz, does not challenge the decision not to prosecute Mrs. Clinton. Even though I knew that was going to happen, it still frosts me. But this bunch has gotten away with it for 30 years, folks. And with the FBI having exonerated her and Comey doing, I just couldn't see the IG telling everybody the case needed to be reopened, and he didn't. Michael Horowitz, in his report, does not challenge the decision not to prosecute Mrs. Clinton, nor does the report conclude that political bias at the FBI influenced that decision. So it's not just that Comey had no political bias. The FBI had no political bias in exonerating Mrs. Clinton in the IG report, which is just it's flat out not true. If you want her to win, you've got political bias. If you're working to harm her opponent, you've got political bias. But I'm sure he would say, well, maybe you're right, Mr. Limbaugh, but in terms of the way they conducted the investigation, there was no political bias involved. Really, even though they got the outcome they wanted and they were in charge of it? See, this is the kind of stuff that forces the American people to abandon trust and belief in Washington and seek outsiders. This just defies common sense. No political bias? Everything we know about James Comey wanting a special prosecutor to go nail Trump, setting Trump up. Do you want me to review the things these people did to try to subvert the Trump campaign? I'll be glad to go through them again. In fact, I think I will, just to illustrate how stupid it is to say there was no political bias. Here's the actual verbiage. We found no evidence that the conclusions by department prosecutors were affected by bias or other improper considerations, the report said. Rather, we concluded that they were based on the prosecutor's assessment of facts, the law, and past department practice. There's a guy that went to jail for doing what she did. He took pictures of a restricted nuclear-class submarine and passed them around. The DOJ prosecuted and jailed a guy for doing what she was doing. We concluded that the conclusions by the FBI were based on the prosecutor's assessment of facts, the law, and he invented that she had no intention to break the law. That's not even in the statute. Okay, let me move on for one quick moment. John King, I want to go back to this whole idea that Trump voters are a cult. Bob Corker's put it out there yesterday. The drive-by media has hoovered that up, suckered that up, and they're running with it, and they love it. Trump voters are nothing but a cult. Subject came up this afternoon on CNN, Inside Politics. John King spoke with the senior writer at the 538 website, Perry Bacon, about me and my comments that calling the Republican Party a cult is lazy. First up is John King's introducing and playing the audio soundbite of me.
A vocal group of Republicans who say the party has become the cult of Trump, abandoning its old principles on taxes and spending and other issues. When he hears cult, listen to Rush Limbaugh here. He says talk of a cult is lazy and wrong.
The idea that this is some kind of a cult is simply a lazy way of dismissing it. A lazy way of not having to explain why your side keeps losing. Because you don't want to get down to the substance that might explain that. That would be painful. So you blame it on a cult. And you claim you don't understand it. Yeah, so create the picture that a bunch of Trumpists are waiting for the next Hale-Bopp comet to come along and hope they get on board. But you're going to miss everything going on if that's the case. And here's the next bite from John King. And note this assessment of what I said.
Rush is right. Rush is right that it's a lot more complicated than just saying it's a cult. This president has brought new people into the party who have fundamental disagreements with, now they're sitting at the Thanksgiving table with Republicans saying, we don't get along.
I think there is a shift in the Republican Party that does appear to have started because of Donald Trump and has, I would argue, some cult-like elements in if you used to be for presidents, philandering is terrible, but now you think that's okay. That does have a suggest you're flip-flopping a bit and maybe following Trump. I think when you look at the norms around Mueller, I don't think George Bush would have separated children from their parents at the border this way, for example. And I think this kind of policy, I'm not sure, would have been agreed to in a previous version of the Republican Party.
Okay, fine. Those are policy disagreements. But to call this cult-like as the explanation for it, this 538 guy is a lame brain. And he's not even paying attention. This is my point. They fall back on this, it's a cult, and they don't have to honestly assess this. This guy's got it wrong. I can't tell you how many. The reason Trump overcame the Access Hollywood video, do these people really not understand that? They're chalking it up to the fact that the Trump voters are a cult is why? Look, I pointed, any other politician would have been nailed by that, but Trump wasn't. But it's not because the people that voted for Trump are a cult. It's because they are fed up with this kind of trick, taking out candidates they like right before an election. But it's even more than that. They're not going to let these tricks work anymore. It's not that they are a cult. They are sophisticated. They understand how opposition politics and opposition research works, and they said, we're not going to let it work on us. They determined that Trump winning is too important. It had to happen for their message and their ideas to even have a chance. And they were not going to abandon Trump on the basis of opposition research presented by the Democrat Party, the opposition. If they drop Trump, it's going to be because of something Trump does. But they're not going to let the enemies of Trump take him out. Not anymore. And that's not a cult. That is a sophistication and an understanding of the American political process today that these guys haven't yet caught up with.
With your KZRG news update, I'm Sarah Novotny. A budget bill on Governor Parsons' desk will strip Medicaid reimbursements for Planned Parenthood. The women's health care provider says that the measure will eliminate comprehensive family planning services for much of the state. But Planned Parenthood contends claims by state lawmakers that the services are readily available elsewhere is just untrue. Governor Parsons says he will sign the budget approved by lawmakers. News Talk KZRG covers the four states. Fox News covers the world.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Steve Rappaport. The Justice Department Inspector General finding numerous flaws in the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email probe.
The Inspector General concluded that the former FBI Director James Comey was insubordinate when he made that July 2016 statement where he publicly discussed the Bureau's findings about the Clinton email investigation, and then he recommended against criminal charges. The IG found that he was insubordinate because he took actions to deliberately conceal his decision to speak publicly from his immediate supervisor.
Fox's Catherine Herridge in Washington, the report also concluding Comey was not politically biased. The White House denying reports from North Korean state media that President Trump agreed to lift sanctions on Pyongyang.
Will only happen after the full denuclearization, the complete denuclearization of North Korea.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in China. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Senator Claire McCaskill is not backing down following the fallout that she's a phony for lying about using an RV to tour the state. It all began when McCaskill tweeted a photo of staffers in front of her campaign RV on May 25th before she made a series of campaign stops across the state. Then Tuesday, the conservative Washington Free Beacon published a public GPS tracking map of her plane, which tracked the path of the RV across the state. The Beacon noted McCaskill never mentioned the use of her private plane. The senator then lashed out on Tuesday that the report was not accurate and she wasn't pretending to use an RV. Then yesterday she backpedaled but refused to apologize and said she used her own money to pay for the use of the plane to visit with Missouri veterans. But that comment only came after President Trump tweeted that McCaskill was a phony. What do you make of all of this? Open the KZRG app right now, click the open mic feature, and leave your comments. We're going to play those on air. We'll have more news in less than 30 minutes and when it breaks. I'm Sarah Novotny for News Talk KZRG. It's 1:32.
The Route 66 Pub and Grill is now open inside the new Joplin Holiday Inn. Located just off 3400 Rangeline behind Comfort and Quality Inn, the Route 66 Pub and Grill offers a fun, family-friendly, casual dining experience for breakfast and dinner. Join us for the Route 66 Twilight Zone Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. to enjoy special pricing for your favorite food and drinks. We offer regional and local favorites like Texas caviar and fried gator bites, as well as a large selection of steaks, sandwiches, salads, and more. We even have a daily blue plate special. Whether you join us for the Route 66 Twilight Zone or for dinner and drinks a little later on, you can now relax in our beautiful outdoor retreat. It's the perfect gathering spot to enjoy your evening. So, join us for the Route 66 Pub and Grill, located inside the new Joplin Holiday Inn, just off 3400 Rangeline, behind Comfort and Quality Inn. Open for dinner 3 to 10 p.m. every evening.
News Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist Joe Weatherby. Be heat smart this afternoon after the morning clouds. We've sure warmed up quickly. 93 for an afternoon high. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear, 73 tonight. Sunny, hot, 94 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny, hot, 93. Sunday, high of 92. I'm KZRG meteorologist Joe Weatherby. Remember, when minutes count, KZRG is hours ahead. It's currently 90 at News Talk KZRG.
Updates on the hour and a half, 24 hours a day, with bulletins at any time on News Talk KZRG.
Half my brain tied behind my back just to make it fair, Rush Limbaugh. At the distinguished and prestigious Limbaugh Institute. And we go to Sandpoint, Idaho. This is Casey. Casey, I'm glad you waited, sir. How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call, Rush.
You bet.
Yeah, I was calling. I wanted to touch on the point that you were making about Bob Corker and the Democrats and the media going after Trump. And I'd just like to expand on that and say it goes even further than that. The Republicans, particularly right now, I think Speaker Ryan is going after him, trying to push next week his DACA amnesty program. It's got two watered-down versions of two of the four pillars that Trump wants in it. It's not what Trump promised the people. It's not what people are running on. You've got all these primaries right now across the country, and what we're seeing is establishment Republicans are losing to the people that are saying that they're with Trump and they're sharing his agenda.
Yeah, this is, folks, this is a good point. This is why I wanted to take Casey here. And I've got the story here that accompanies this. What is happening is, you know, Paul Ryan is leaving at the end of this term as the Speaker of the House. And the establishment Republicans still are allegiant to their money masters. These are the K Street lobbyists, influence peddlers, but primarily the big donors. The big donors to the inside the Beltway Republican Party are still demanding a comprehensive immigration reform, amnesty. And what is happening? Ryan and many of the Republican establishment in the House are trying to rush it through and make it happen before these Trump-supporting Republicans winning these primaries are seated in January. You are right on the money here, Casey. You're very shrewd. You're very perceptive. This is exactly what is happening. There is an effort underway. Yeah, the story that I have here from Breitbart, GOP immigration deal, potentially biggest amnesty in history. A leaked draft of Paul Ryan's amnesty deal could lead to the biggest amnesty for illegal aliens in United States history, experts tell Breitbart News. Speaker Ryan's immigration deal would go beyond giving amnesty to nearly 800,000 illegal aliens enrolled in the DACA program. According to the leaked draft of the deal, Ryan's plan would allow the entire DACA population to be eligible for amnesty so long as they meet low educational, low work, and low criminal requirements, prompting the amnesty to explode in size. A draft of the leaked amnesty deal indicates that the objective here is to grant amnesty to as many illegal aliens as possible before the end of the year. Now, here's some numbers. The DACA population, the Dreamer kids, the number we're talking about here could include the nearly 3.5 million DACA enrolled and DACA eligible illegal aliens, and even more illegal aliens who arrive in the U.S. to obtain this amnesty. Should this pass, you can bet far fewer illegal aliens will ever be convicted of crimes because they're lowering the bar on criminal activity that would prevent you from being granted amnesty. They're lowering economic circumstances. They're basically lowering the bar on every limit to granting citizenship and amnesty to illegals. And it's happening. It's not happening under the radar. I mean, we're fine. It's detectable here. It's knowable, but it is something that's happening. And what's speeding it along is all of these Trump supporting Republicans winning primaries for the Senate, for the House, so far this year. So yeah, I hate to say it really, but you're absolutely right. This is the last chance for the establishment Republicans to deliver on amnesty for all the money they have collected in donations. Look at how many of them are retiring. Chairmen are retiring. Chairmen are retiring. Part of that is that they're being term limited out. But yeah, it's very shrewd of you to pick up on this.
Well, thank you. Also in that amnesty, it shows that people here under visa programs, if their kids are of legal age, they can also apply for DACA status, and that would boost that number. Not to mention in the lottery program that we were trying to end, it says that for the first 5 years, they will take the 50,000 lottery visa, the people that would have won that visa, bank it over for 5 years, and at the five-year mark, 250,000 of them will come to the United States, and then they will allow those other years after that, 50,000 per year after that. We didn't stop anything. They're just disguising it as another way of granting illegal alien status here.
Right. Now, when you first called, you related this to things going on with Corker. What do you mean by that?
Well, because what's going on here is basically the Democrats were against them, the media is against them. Now the establishment Republicans see him as a threat to the way of the status quo in Washington, D.C., because now the establishment is getting voted out. Trump's policies are working. They said time and time again that these policies aren't going to work. His tax reform isn't going to work.
That's exactly right.
Getting Americans back to work isn't going to work. Factories are never coming
back. Exactly right. There is sheer panic inside. Just like Stroke felt, well, Lisa Page, just like she felt panic when she saw Trump give his speech back in August of 2016, and she sends her text to Struck or Stroke or whatever. Oh, my God, Trump can't win, right? He's not going to win, is he? No, he can't. We'll stop that. These people in the establishment Republican sector never expected Trump to be able to pull off any of this stuff that he's pulled off. And, folks, it's not just because they have no respect for Trump. It's not just because they think Trump's a doofus and doesn't know what he's doing. They just didn't think it was possible to do all these things. Remember, these are people caught up in the establishment thinking, establishment way, which is snail's pace change, which equals really no change, certainly never much reform. And they didn't want any of this stuff to really happen. Isn't it amazing even now to note, despite all of this success that Trump is having, with all of the opportunity this represents to defeat Democrats for years, that his own party is not getting behind him on a lot of this? So, yeah, there's a big push for amnesty rooted in the DACA program because of what they can see happening in these elections. They're totally shocked. They're taken aback. Remember, most of these people thought Trump would be sent packing inside of 6 months. They thought that whoever was behind this Russia operation would be able to pull it off. And who knows, maybe some of these Republicans actually believed it themselves. I think they did. I think some of them did. I appreciate the call, Casey. Thank you very much. I want to go through a list of things. I referenced this earlier. We're told here that the Inspector General report does not challenge the decision not to prosecute Mrs. Clinton, nor does it conclude that political bias of the FBI influenced that decision. No, they were only trying to subvert Trump's election effort. They only wanted Hillary to win. This text exchange between Page and Strzok proves it. No, he won't. We'll stop it. What? There's only one thing that can mean. They don't want Trump to win, and they've got a plan to keep it from happening. And that she shouldn't worry about it. They've got it. They've got it covered. No political bias? No political bias. Let's see. Even though this list of things has nothing to do with the Hillary email case, the same people were investigating the Hillary email case as we're investigating and are investigating Trump. And the IG says, no, we couldn't find any evidence of political bias in their decisions on Mrs. Clinton, whether to prosecute or not. Let's see. There were wiretaps on Trump. There were bogus FISA warrants based on a bogus piece of intelligence, which was not intelligence. It was an opposition research document, the Steele dossier. And they presented that as legitimate intel to get a warrant from the FISA court to spy on the Trump campaign. No bias there. They had three embedded spies and informants. Joseph Mifsud is one of them. Stephen Halper is another. And maybe the Australian ambassador, Mr. Howard, is a third. And there could be more. And then there was the acknowledged crossfire hurricane operation to stop Trump on the basis that he was in cahoots with Russia. We have the prosecution and the indictments of Manafort and Michael Flynn and Carter Page, who didn't do anything related to the campaign. We have Strzok admitting that they needed an insurance policy in case Trump surprised everybody and won. We've got the dossier again, which was phony, bought and paid for by Hillary and the DNC, and it was treated as legitimate intel. They withheld documents and texts from Congress for months. Why? Why were they afraid for Congress to see any of this? How many bogus allegations are there even today? The ongoing collusion between Trump and Russia. I mean, how much more do you need to know that there's a political bias here? That many of the people involved in the effort to stop Trump, to have an insurance policy to stop Trump, that were spying on Trump, that were using a phony dossier, are some of the same people giving Hillary Clinton a pass in the investigation of her email and server usage. No political bias they could find. Okay, Swamp, this is why you are going to continue to be campaigned against. This isn't going to solve anything. Once people get a dose of what this is, it's not going to solve anything. It's just going to rev people up further. There's two things about this. If this IG report, and I haven't seen it, I've got the link to it, but I can't delve into it here while I am executing the assigned host duties, so I have to get to it later. But if it is essentially a soft cover-up of the FBI, and if the bombshell in this report is the text exchange between Page and Strzok, where Strzok says, no, he won't, we'll stop it. If those are the two takeaways, the primary takeaway, and there will be more, but if those are the two primary takeaways, that it's a soft cover-up, but there was this one bombshell in there, then I don't think the establishment knows what it's going to be creating here. They're going to be creating... Here comes Mrs. Clinton being absolved again when everybody knows that she rigged an election against crazy Bernie, that she was involved with the Russians to try to nail Trump. This could end up being the worst thing that could happen to the Democrats and their electoral chances. This is going to rev people up, and it's going to keep them involved and in the game as just another bit of evidence of why the swamp needs to be drained. Now, that's a premature comment based on the fact I haven't read this whole thing yet. It's kind of a prediction based on if it contains what is said to be a soft cover-up. It may not be. We'll see. Time will tell. In the meantime, a brief timeout. Back with more after...
The center of the radio universe. Rush on the EIB network.
FM 102.9, AM 1310, News Talk, KZRG.
Think about the time and money your business spends to attract the best talent. What if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce wants an office that's as mobile and active as they are. Veridesk Standing Desk Solutions help you create an active workspace where employees are happier, healthier, and more productive. Veridesk products require little to no assembly, ship for free, and come with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Browse all Veridesk products at veridesk.com/radio. That's veridesk.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Kathy Lee Gifford, and I've got a question for you. Have you ever tried Tackle? Well, you should. It's awesome. Tackle connects you with approved providers who can do all those things you don't have time to do, and they do it according to your schedule. It's a great way to make time for the more important things in your life. You can even find help the same day. Go to Tackle.com or download the free Tackle app and look at the hundreds of available chores you can get done. Try Tackle today.
If you missed out on the Mother's Day sale from Chamonix, then today is your lucky day. Right now, when you order Genucel, you'll get the new Genucel Eyelid Lift for droopy, saggy eyelids free. And for the first time ever, you'll also get the world-famous Cristal's Microdermabrasion also free. Yes, the best sale of the year just got better. My wife, Charlotte's always been bugged by her droopy left eyelid. She used Genucel for just a few days, and the results were noticeable and remarkable. Plus, with its immediate effects included, you'll see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-822-5941 or visit Genucel.com. Experience the power of looking and feeling your best every morning and help Chamonix's commitment to battered women's shelters across America. Order today and say goodbye to bags and puffiness tomorrow. Call 800-822-5941, 800-822-5941 or visit Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Rise and shine, newlyweds. Oatmeal is ready, and I thought we could all go fabric shopping today. I so love having you two live with us.
So, how's your parents' basement working out for you? With just a short visit, our Southwest Missouri Bank friendly loan officers can let you know what kind of house will fit into your budget. Since we're a true local bank, all loan decisions are made right here in our community. Stop by any SMB branch or apply at smbonline.com. And by the way, your mom says she really wants grandkids.
If you're retired or thinking about retiring, you want someone to work as hard for your money as you have. I'm Jason Dickinson, Raymond James Financial Advisor at Southwest Missouri Bank, and I specialize in doing what's right for you in your retirement years and educating you about your investments. If you'd like a fresh, objective, and thoughtful second opinion, call my Joplin or Carthage office at 781-6019. Raymond James Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC, LifeWell Plan.
When you need bug bite relief.
Ow! Ow! What? Ow! Yikes!
Stepped in an ant bed relief.
What a pretty plant. Wait, is that...
Poison ivy relief. You need the power of Gold Bond relief. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream has twice the medicines of hydrocortisone formulas to fight itch and relieve minor pain. Plus, vitamin E and aloe to help soothe skin fast. Gold Bond. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Unisom presents A Bedtime Story.
A lot of people ask me, "Hey Einstein, how do you get all those ideas?" My formula is simple. Get a good night's sleep. Because sleep equals dreams. And dreams are where the magic happens. With Unisom sleep tabs, you get to your dreams faster because you'll fall asleep 33% faster. So good night, sleep tight, and keep your dreams alive with Unisom.
Versus placebo in a clinical study. Use as directed.
Ready for a road trip? Hi, this is Terry Hester inviting you to join me Saturday night at 8 for a cruise on the Great Mother Road, Route 66 on News Talk KZRG.
So some tweets going around, and you already know this, but I just want to share this with you. The Inspector General found that Obama was one of the 13 individuals with whom Clinton had direct contact using her illegal email account and server. And the guy says, now we know why Clinton was never going to be charged. Yeah, you people have known that for a couple of years. She wasn't going to be charged because Obama was trafficking on this thing with her, and they would have to go after him if they charged her. And that's why she's not going to be charged, because they'd have to go after Obama, and that's never going to happen. A reminder, folks, the EIB store, brand new this week, and today is the last day of free shipping. All brand new items, greatest quality, greatest prices, and it's something we're extremely proud of. It's happened by popular demand. People said, you got to update stuff, so we have. It's at rushlimbaugh.com on the app or the web, and free shipping ends today. You know, folks, your email inbox is likely to get a note or two from a cyber thief. Looks like a legit email, but it's a phishing attempt. It's a link that you think is real based on your account data is about to expire, your password needs to be changed. Well, you click on that, and you're going to end up giving somebody access to your computer. That's what happened to John Podesta. Nobody hacked his computer. He screwed up and clicked on a phishing email account. It's just one of the many ways bad actors get hold of your data. And if that happens, you may not know for a while, but LifeLock is how you find out if bad actors have gotten hold of your data. Become a LifeLock member, and an algorithm creates a profile of you. And if there's any aberration in that change or in that profile, they get hold of you with an alert and ask if you're responsible for it. There's nothing that get past them. Now, nobody can protect against all identity theft. I mean, some things are going to get past them, but LifeLock has a bunch of people that put everything back together. It's a restoration team. I'm telling you, folks, there's nobody that does this, protecting your identity better than LifeLock. 800-440-4833. Use my name and get 10% off. LifeLock. Do it. You've been thinking about it a while. 800-440-4833.
The courage to fight
and the talent to succeed.
Rush on the EIB Network.
FM 102.9, AM 1310. News Talk, KZRG.
Your products and service have to be really superior these days to earn positive ratings and reviews. Simply Safe Home Security has been able to do just that. They got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and they have for 10 years running. And Simply Safe has over 40,000 five-star reviews online. Simply Safe is what home security should be. Keep your family and your home safe. Get 10% off Simply Safe today at SimplySafeUSA.com. That's SimplySafeUSA.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Hardware, they got what you need there.
Courageous, patriotic, principled, patient, loving, driven, focused, supportive fathers. For Father's Day, let us help you find tools for worker play at Hinkle's Ace Hardware. And join us this Saturday morning right here from 7 to 9 for Hinkle's Home Inside and Out on 102.9 FM, 1310 AM, News Talk KZRG, where we'll offer up some great ideas.
Hinkle's Ace Hardware Store.
ZZ Top, the Tonnage Tour, July 1st, 8 p.m., the outdoor venue at Downstream Casino Resort. ZZ Top, playing all their classic hits. ZZ Top,
amazing.
July 1st, 8 p.m., the outdoor venue at Downstream Casino Resort.
CZ Top.
Live. Rocking you like no one else can. Tickets are on sale now at Downstream's Hecaton Gift Shop and DownstreamCasino.com. For more info, go to ZZTop.com. ZZ Top.
It's got me under pressure.
July 1st, 8 p.m. The outdoor venue at Downstream Casino Resort.
Talk KZRG Storm Tracker Radar Weather. I'm meteorologist Joe Weatherby. Be heat smart this afternoon after the morning clouds. We've sure warmed up quickly. 93 for an afternoon high. Heat index up to 100. Mostly clear 73 tonight. Sunny hot 94 tomorrow. Saturday, sunny hot 93. Sunday, high of 92. I'm KZRG meteorologist Joe Weatherby. Remember, when minutes count, KZRG is hours ahead. It's currently 90 at News Talk KZRG.
On air, FM 102.9, AM 1310. Online at newstalkkzrg.com. And now, the KZRG app. Download it today.
As I thought, I didn't have time to get to my gigantic See, I Told You So NFL news. It's something I predicted years ago. It's finally made it into the media. I'll have it for you tomorrow and whatever else happens by then. See you then.
Live, loud, and local. Chad and Sarah.
Well, it's going to be a hot weekend. According to KZRG's John Weatherby, the temperatures are going to be up there.
Did you miss our interview with Senator Roy Blunt? It's up in the podcast section on the KZRG app. And Friday morning, we'll have all of the top news headlines happening around the four states.
Your chance to win lunch to Rib Crib.
Chad and Sarah at the KZRG Morning News Watch. Friday morning at 6 on News Talk KZRG.
It's hot. You're sweating with every job and more being scheduled every minute. With your HVAC business, you know when the temps go up, the air conditioning units go down. Will you be ready? Check out our blog, Get Ready for Go Time. 3 tips to prep your Joplin HVAC business for the on-season at joplinradio.com. It's completely free and can help you learn how to handle your marketing so you can focus your efforts on broken AC units. Find this and other blogs to help market your small business at joplinradio.com. Zimmer Radio, we're in business to help your business grow.
FM 102.9, AM 1310, and now on 105.9 at Neil Show. And on 102.5 KIXQ HD2, Joplin.
KZRG, Joplin.
On air and on every device with the KZRG app. The news starts now.
Good afternoon, I'm Ty Albright. Here are the top stories that we're following for you at 2 o'clock. As the U.S.-North Korea agreement this week.